Blog Talk Radio.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Banging up your stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I see y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. Miss X with the dirt. Kim King with the promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out callers, Air It Out listeners. Y'all see the threat. We just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit. Listen real close. Kudos to the host. I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves. Y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order. The border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog. That's the max. We do that on the regular. Shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you. It costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really sing. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. What's going on? You know, blog is acting a little funky today. So, without further ado, I'm going to go into one of my songs while I get myself together here. So, please apologize for blog and apologize to myself, you know, because we got the drama going on. But anyway, I'm going to get into my boy B-Boy Buppy because he wasn't on last week and we had to, you know, straighten everything out from last week. But anyway, I'm going to play him real quick. If blogger lets me, understand me, B-Boy,
not to judge, but every time we look at each other and you see someone that you know, you say, I know that boy's mother, or maybe I know that boy's father, or whatever you telling yourself. When you see someone on that block, that boy could be me, that boy could be you, that boy could be the next president, he could be the next big, he could be the next pop, or the next Jay-Z in that dent, but it don't look good for the black. Everyone wanna rob or sell crack, ain't nobody trying to work, don't nobody want a job, ain't nobody here breaking their back. So we play with the cards we was dealt, but you either in jail and need help, or you all alone trying to raise your kids, what a life you done made for yourself. Why they only show love when you up, but they turn their backs when you down. Either you the solution or part of the problem, and it ain't nothing else in my town. Everybody wanna be what they not, on the block with the work till them cops, then the SWAT and the dogs in they spot, honey coat residue in that pot, then the dogs start sniffing, all your niggas start bitching, and they knowing all they need is one witness. Same nigga that you try, used to make your mama smile with a discontinued sentence. Come on. I can lose my breath and go. Why I'm saying this rhyme. And so I tell my peeps they need it. But I've seen this life a hard not need me. Yes. For the fact that I've been here 24 years and it ain't released me. Believe me. I don't know why. They gave me cheese, man. I can't wait for losing. It's like I'm stupid and don't know what I'm doing.
What?
Get my girl in the booth, spinning on my loop on someone she was doing. So all I got to do is stick to the music and keep on pursuing. I got a couple problems, I gotta solve them. That's why I do what I'm doing.
Come on.
First honey goes, messing with a hoe, still got me going through it. Then wrong was next by Sister X, and I ain't even fooling.
No.
Then
Shoulda was my grandpa, peepa. Somebody tell me, why do we die?
I need to know.
But I just don't wanna go right before I go. But if a hater wanna take me,
I ain't scared to go.
Man, I just wanna leave.
Yes,
that's
man,
all I wanna do is live my life.
Come on.
Hope y'all understand me, but it's gonna take the man to me.
Yeah.
Take care of my family and to keep my sanity. That's why I pray.
That's why you're praying.
On their own, niggas ain't paying their child support, riding around on crawl.
I know this, you gotta crawl before you can walk, gotta fall before you can stand tall.
Gotta
hustle, avoid the law, they need
it. I don't feel we gotta play a part inside of the whole movement.
Uh-huh.
But if you raise your family right and change the way you do shit,
right,
then you'll come out a better man on top with a better plan. And if not, then at least you will not ever be forgotten.
Uh-huh. Never have I been a follower, always as a leader, always hands even got above, never had even heater. Rather use them on cockabuffs, to the pretty little diva. Instead of having a cockabuffs, to the sick little negro. Like I said, ain't no stopping us, and I wasn't lying either.
Niggas on the east gon' show me love, and the niggas on the west gon' try and hate.
Right,
long as everybody respects me, most of y'all never met me.
All of it real, none of it fake. Hell no, you think I'ma be stuck in this hellhole? Either end up being dead or jail, no. But yet being broken to failure, come on.
Yeah, this your boy Ruggy. You're listening to my homie, my Ace Boom Coon. Fire! Woo! Let's get it!
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick. You know we had to start all over from jump. I apologize for the week. So anyway, what's going on, everybody? It's another Monday. You know we on one, in case y'all slow or y'all don't know. But anyway, you know who it is. It's that chick Fire, the brown skin heifer. Been a lot of blogs, talk shows on tonight, but this is my motherfucking house. So anyway, competition, really? Do they even exist? But anyway, you know. Shout out to everybody that's listening. I got a couple heads that I didn't get to. You know, I tried to come on early and get everybody their placement and stuff like that. But, you know, I was running a little short. So anyway, shout out to A's, Nightcaller, DFF, Mika, Cashmere, Rashad Fresh. I see Black Cancer on there, EQ. I see you on there too. So, you know, gotta give y'all shots out here and there. Anyway, for those that are listening on that, hit us up 347-677-1163. You're always welcome to go to the net, you know, check out everything there and listen to the show from there. air.radio.net. Send me some drops in, send me some whatever, music, tracks, whatever you want to do. Air It Out Radio. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3. No link. Please leave your contact number if you are new. And, you know, appreciate it kindly if you do my drop for those that have not sent it in yet. Really appreciate that. Make sure you check out the website and leave me a comment, too. You know, I need those things. I need that. You know what I'm saying? It helps me out. It helps y'all out. I can get sponsors. I could do a lot of things. It just, you know, I look professional. So whenever y'all get some time, please, you know, go to the website and, you know, it's in the About Us section. You'll hear Buck Smooth on here, you know, from New York. And leave me a comment, good or bad, whatever the case is. You know what I mean? It's all good to me. I really don't care. Anyway, today's comment or topic tonight is, could you accept your child being gay? So I know everybody has a lot to say about this, but try to keep your stuff, you know, real short. You know, you don't want to go too long or whatever about any of the topics tonight, because we got a lot of heads on the line. Bananas, I'm looking right now. I know y'all like, hurry up, bitch. You ain't going to wait all night long. But I usually take about 10, 15 minutes just to talk bullshit, let y'all know what's going on. But, you know, that's kind of what I do every weekend. So don't be surprised or whatever when y'all hear me talk this long. So anyway, what else do I want to talk to you about? Oh, I made another page for y'all. So I know a lot of people ask me about requests and stuff like that. So on the website, I have a request page for the artist. okay? So this is for the people that got a nice fan base or whatever like that, and you want your artist to go over there and request you. So I'm going to add them up throughout the week, probably Sunday. You know what I mean? And announce it on Monday who's the winner. They can only vote once a day, you know what I mean, per person. So, you know, if you got like 50 niggas that, or 50 chicks that want to go up there and, you know, look you up, that's what's up. You know what I mean? But one time a day, you know what I mean, for them. The winner for the week will get 6 spins from me on the show, okay? From me. You'll be able to split it up, do whatever you want to do. Now, if you, once I go 24 hours, if you want to, you know, use 3 here and then 3 there or whatever, that's fine with me. So, you know, it has to be broken up into 3 each segment. So if you want to do it on this show for 3, that's cool. And then the next show, we can do another 3, okay? Or once I go to 24 hours, you could do 3 in 1 hour and then 3 in another hour. So you can add them up or whatever, collect them, whatever you want to do, and use them at your own expense. That's for the Meek Mill thing. Let me let y'all know right now. Congrats to Black Cancer. He actually won that. Last week I gave away 5 minutes from DFS is silly. I gave away 5 minutes, you know, to perform, to open up for Meek Mill. So congrats on him. He got that. And I chose him because Black Cancer been riding with me for a very, very, very long time. A lot of people don't know this. He may not call all the time like he's supposed to. Now I'm just fucking with you. But he, you know, he's been riding with me from the very, very beginning. He just wasn't calling as much as I, y'all didn't really see that. But he really has been stepping his game up. I went off of music. I went off of drive, heart, all that stuff, sportsmanship, attendance. Like, you know, I base everything all together, you know what I mean? And he's deserving of that. And I told y'all before I didn't want to favor anybody. So I don't want to do that regardless of the fact, you know what I mean? So shout out to Kim King. Coattail coming pretty soon. Listen, I'm so excited about this mixtape. I know I switched off or whatever, but mixtape the 31st. Make sure y'all check that out. But anyway, I know I'm rambling or whatever like that. Anyway, shout out to Mika. She's going to be having some stuff going on too. I'll get into her flyer. She's on the line anyway. She'll go into more depth about it. But I'm going to give y'all a little promotion stuff here and there. Also, if y'all know anybody that wants to be studio time, studio, they want to promote their studio in my, on my website, let me know because I'm trying to fill that up as much as I can. So, you know. Anyway, without further ado, I know I've been talking, but actually, I'm in my good. I'm 15 minutes in, so I'm straight. So anyway, let me see. What's up? Jay Rose, I don't know if you're on the line, but you're on the website now, buddy, in the request page. So that page I was just talking about, so that'll give you some good exposure right there, you know what I mean? I was listening to stuff yesterday, and pretty hot. So, you know, anyway, shout out to everybody that's doing these shows, grinding hard. Definitely appreciate y'all. I love y'all to death. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, hit me up, airitoutradio@gmail.com. You know what I mean? So, anyway, without further ado, I'm going to hit the lines up, see what's going on. When I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. Please be, you know, respectful and try to speed it up because I do have a lot of calls and, you know, don't go all in the depth about the topic. So, there you go. 040124. I'm blind today. What's going on, Aired Out Radio?
Hello. What's good?
Hello.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Not much. Chill. What's good with you?
Ain't shit. Rashad Fresh, baby. Rashad Fresh. Dude, man, I got to get that. No, look, I'm going to wind up stealing your shit, too, like I did Black Cancer. You know what I'm saying? For real.
It's
like, I'm stealing y'all's
shit. You get it. It's all love. You got it.
All right, so I'm going to jump into the topic really quick, and then you can go all in the depth about what you, you know, got going on. So could you see your child, you know, could you accept your child being gay? I know it's hard. But
no, I can't. I mean, I love him or her, but I can't accept the I won't be upset the fact that my child is gay. I love him to death, but I can't accept. That's just me personally. I have nothing against gay people, but I can't accept.
Wow. Well, I mean, listen, everybody going to have their opinion tonight, and I'm not you know, detouring anything. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, some people are strong about their thing. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to go in depth about why, but, like, really quick, why? You just can't
why?
See it all.
I prefer my child to be with the opposite sex. That's how things was meant to be. Like, it was Adam and Eve, not, you know, the other way around. So I prefer that. Like, that's how I was raised. That's how my mother was raised. Her mother was raised. So I prefer it like that.
I prefer my child to have, like, really curly hair and, you know, have a whole lot of money when she, you know, I pushed her out and everything. But, you know, that didn't happen. Nah, I'm just joking with you. But, yeah, you know, I mean, like, we can't predict what our kids are.
Yeah.
But, okay, so mixtape album, what's going on?
Yeah, mixtape. I got some more beats from my producer too. He sent me some more beats through, so I'm going to add those onto my EP for more original tracks. I'm writing those right now. Make sure I get it right, because I'm trying to not change my style up, but perfect my last mixtape, you know, with my melodies and stuff like that. Get people like a more better me, if I can say it like that. I don't want to be the same last. I want to be a new something new for somebody's ears, you know.
Okay.
No repetitiveness.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I like it every time you come on. Like, I don't know. You get back. I don't remember the first time you came on. You was, like, a little timid. But, you know, everybody's growing.
Yeah.
Y'all be scared of me. I don't know why. Like, I'm so sweet.
I guess it's my first time, and I just got a little nervous, but I'm comfortable now, though.
I'm lying. I ain't sweet. But anyway. Where can they reach you at?
Y'all can reach me at twitter.com/MichelleFresh, youtube.com/TheRashawFresh, and datpimp.com/MichelleFresh.
Why you ain't got it? It's my URL. I'm tearing everybody up tonight that ain't got one.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing that. I'm messing up.
Now, unless y'all got a website like EQ, then, look, y'all need... It's my URL. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we just need to let's get that URL. I got you. Next time I call next month, I'm going to have it's my URL.
Yeah, we going to see. Y'all hear him, right?
I'm going to tweet you when I get it.
You going to tweet me? Word?
Yeah.
Okay, so. All right, we'll be getting into tonight.
I want to take it back tonight. I want to get to Fly Like Me tonight. I'm starting to kind of fly right now, so I'm going to play Fly Like Me.
Fly Like Me. What?
Yeah.
I got you.
Hey.
Y'all be knowing some of y'all songs. Anyway.
Good luck. It means you listen.
Yeah. Like, if y'all play it over like that, I do pay attention and listen. So that's why it's good to play every once in a while, like, you know, back to back like that. But anyway, Rashad Fresh, baby. Fly like me.
If you ride like me,
fresh that
is.
Oh, you know who I am?
You can fly like me. Pricey jeans, white tee, walk in the club. No ID, design it down like me. Go to the bar. Hold the rounds like me. Mr. Nuba with the rock and take it down like me. Bring your crew to South Beach and shut it down like me. You can't name another nigga who can fly like me. Better yet, on top of that, who run the town like me? Gucci hat to the back, fitted jeans all black. My shit is straight fall back. Immune to being fly, no opinion on fact. Designer shit, what I see, high quality, never see. I'm getting fly about a week, wait until I reach my peak. My gang's niggas, I was born to be a beast. Yes, I dress to impress, want the best, nothing less. A nigga so fly, I need a parachute vest. We had nothing in common, separate me from the rest. There is no other nigga when I do it at my best.
If you ride like me,
can you get
fly like me? And if you fly like me, then you can ride with me. You can ride with me, you can fly with me. And you can fly like me, cause girl, I got you.
My fly's crazy, young retarded, perfect peanut artist, ready, set, go without it, already started. spaceship swag. All I do is rocket logic. I make it look too easy. Tell me it's just basic logic. Ain't the flashy type, but tonight I'ma flaunt it. Got niggas like, damn, who the fuck put them on it? When I step up in the door, it's a special moment. This type of fly is rare, but guaranteed most want it. A fly kind of nigga, if it's fresh, then I want it. When the day comes, I'm a diamond, no remorse. Separate my diamonds, no mistakes, keep it flawless. You average ass niggas should be thrown in the garbage. I gotta stay fly, no matter what, regardless. When it comes to spending money, I'm totally hardest. The flag set the game when I'm fucking at my hardest. If you fly like me, well then your flag will be applauded.
If you ride like me, if you ride like me,
this is Micah Cintahan. You're listening to. You can check us out on MicahCintahan.com, MySpace, Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at FLIP_AYE.
Air it out radio. It's that chick fire. Go smack somebody. I got to get my sound effects all together, but shout out to Machete King. He helped me out a little bit there. You know what I'm saying? That's my boo boo. He came by here, threw me some things, helped me out a little bit along the way. Definitely love all my air outers, but listen, I know I got a lot of people on the line, and I'm definitely getting to all y'all, some people that I didn't get to. If you want, you could text me or whatever, and I'll tell y'all where y'all at or how far along y'all are, but try not to text too much because it will drop you, even though I wrote everybody's name down and everything, so, you know, y'all good. I'm going to go in order, you know, that way it'll be a little bit more fair, so I don't have to hear y'all mouth too much, but anyway, I love y'all to death. Anyway, 3143, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Hey, what's good, Messiah?
How you doing?
I'm cool. I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, tell us who we talking to first for, you know, people that's new.
You know it's Casmel.
The green eyed bandit, or is it brown eyes?
It's brown. Yeah, okay. It's definitely brown, you know. I'm not blessed with the green ones, you know.
Well, hey, they just as good. They just as good.
Thank you, thank you. Where do you see him in person? Like that.
I know. I'm going to see him pretty soon. Watch, you know. Cause
Yeah. Definitely. I'm setting that up now. So, you know.
Okay, cool.
It'll be soon.
I got to ask you the topic, and you can go into whatever you need to do. Could you accept your child being gay?
I mean, you would have to. I would have to because that's just another excuse for a nigga not to take care of their child. You know what I mean?
Good point.
You gotta accept that. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I mean? It's life. So.
Ain't it crazy how some of us can accept our kids? Like, I ain't gonna say some of us, but like their parents, you know, they can turn a cheek when a kid is doing drugs or other things. But, you know, that they'd be like, oh no.
That's not even cool.
You know,
that's not even cool. So, you know, yeah, I would accept it. I'm not saying I would like it, but, you know, I would have to.
Yeah, so, okay. So what other things you got going on?
Yeah, just recording again. This month right here, like I said, it's going to be, I'm going to just draw real hard, you know, on my all my videos and stuff like that. So by June, you know, I should have this project wrapped up. I'm definitely excited about it because it's like some different stuff I'm putting together. And I don't know, I'm just being different on this music tip, you know. I'm not really trying to follow a formula for a hit, you know. If you write what you feel, I think, you know, that's the most important thing. You know, so it's going to be done, you know, these next few months. So, I mean, I'm just pushing.
The next few months?
Yeah, 2 months. Well, by like the end of June. So, it'll be done.
Okay.
You know,
and what's the title of that one?
That's the Doing Improved Mixtape.
The
New and Improved Mixtape.
Okay.
Yeah, and along, you know, along with my vlogs and stuff like that, I definitely got to get back on that because I stepped away from that for a minute, you know, going through life, you know, and I'm ready to put that back up. Yeah, because people, you know, saying, Dad, you know, when you're making another one, it was funny, this and that. I'm like, yeah, you know, I definitely enjoy doing that. I like when people actually, you know, make those type of comments. Like, yeah, we want to see more. So I'll do that, yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. I like watching the blogs and stuff like this, so it's entertaining.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Me, girl.
So, what else you got going on in these shows? Nothing, just waiting until everything is done, pretty much.
Not really. I don't even want to wait that long, but I'm trying to do it. If I can, if God willing, I want to start like next week, actually, because I see Key West got something going on. So, I mean, that was always home. I mean, I started out there, you know, performing at his events and stuff like that. So I definitely want to get back to that. I mean, cool people, you know. So hopefully in this next week, you know, I'll be ready for that.
Okay.
Yes.
He always got something going on. So.
Hell yeah.
Definitely a good look. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what's up. So tell everybody where they can reach you. Now, unless you got something else you want to.
Oh, well, you know, just I know, just people hit me up when I give you this information. You know, just hit me up. It's myurls.com/Casmer, CASSMER, you know, for collabs or whatever. Like, it don't matter what kind of music you do, I will make a valiant attempt at it. You know, because I like different kind of music. So, you know, whatever you do, you know. I'm with it.
Okay.
And you know. Yeah,
I'm glad you're open-minded.
Hell yeah. I mean, you need to be. I don't want to be stuck in a certain lane and just stay there, you know. It's crazy. So, you know. And then and for the song, definitely, you know what it's going to be, right? The song I want you to play, right?
What song is that?
In my own class. I'm trying to beat it in everybody's head, you know. You know how the radio do. Like, that's my definite jaw. Like, download that from SoundCloud, matter of fact. SoundCloud.com/Casmer. That thing dumping the whip, like, for real. So, you know, definitely download that joint. All right,
there it is. In my own class. GMG
is so musical. I'm touching on the subject. If your choices equal money, then I'm for it. Teach your budget, lady killer, gotta love it. I just trumpets off and fuck it. I'm a mogul in the making, can't put nothing else above it. Yeah, competition. Yo, oh my god, yo, it's missing. Ain't fucking with not believers. Slow beat them into submission. Consistency's what they getting for spinning, and then they're flipping. Yeah, going hard, boy. Yeah, that no teeth sticking. At a conference, in my own nightmare. Respect my hustle, I make that clear. No movement, never going back there.
No.
Nope. Like a MacBook Air. If I fell off, we can make this fair.
Yeah.
Catch me the storm, better go prepare. Get the umbrella, I sit up here. Don't forget to tell me how it is down there.
Yeah, that's right, I'm in my own class. What competition? I'm on my own ass. And when you think of me, you think an easy pass. The way I slide through, but it's smooth, they mad. Ain't no sense of being mad, bro. Step away in the class, bro. Hit me with your ass, bro. I can teach a lesson. You should get up out the trap, more. And if you move inside it, it out. Move it that fast, bro.
Had to go and shit on niggas, so I poopin', actin' stupid. Top like moving like them witches, stars be shooting. False pollution, cause confusing. Grip to beat up like a bitch. Have our teeth on every number, you don't even count as nothing. I ain't no man that's really fucked up. But they can't even see me who the niggas are fuck.
Huh?
Look up, I'm in a different class, yeah, bitch, you suck. Duck, goose, I'ma turn it up. Time to choose my drink, I'm in a rush. Overflowin' like I broke the toilet, hands on me, no clutch.
That's right, I'm in my own class. What competition? I'm on my own ass. And when you think of me, you think an easy pass. The way I fly through, but it's smooth, amen.
Yeah.
Ain't no sense of being mad, boss. Step way up your class, boy. This is what you ask for. I can see the lessons you should get about the track, more.
Yeah.
And if you
understand. In other words, yo, I get it. You ain't got it, you ain't got it. Guess you gotta live with it. Leave a blemish, your career. Yeah, man, live with it. Yo, Taino about to kill it. Show these fuckers how to get it. Yeah.
We launching like rockets and watch it as I'm keeping you hostage. My flows, you know, it's a world. Yeah. I'm speaking traffic. I'm bringing steam. Woo. Heat it up. Now you're feeling hot. Your cabinet said to show them how we do it. Yo, I see my target.
That's right, I'm in my own class. What competition? I'm on my own ass. And when you're taking me, you think an easy pass. That way I slide through, but it's smooth, they mad. They don't just be mad, boy. That way you get your class, boy. What you ask for? I can teach a lesson. You should get up out the trap more. And if you're moving steady, then I'm moving the fast, boy.
What's up, y'all? This is Maul.
And this is Tay.
And this is Tay and Maul Beats. You're now listening to Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio. It's that chick fight. Smack somebody. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, you want to tune in, hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk. Make sure, if y'all clicking over and all that stuff, make sure y'all press 1 just to see it where y'all at, because, you know, the young lady will let y'all know if y'all in the host key or you're out the host key. So make sure y'all, you know, if y'all texting and all that stuff, please make sure you're in the host key if you want to talk, okay? Because if you want to talk and you're not in the host key and I don't see the little hand sticking up, I'm not coming to you. So don't be like, "Vi, you didn't get any, da, 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 da." I want to hear it. You was on the phone, clicking over, doing whatever you was doing, and you jumped out of the host key. That's one of the bad things about Blog Talk. So without further ado, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 6165, Air It Out Radio. Hey. Okay, so sleeping. All right, 8052.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
It was good. It's your boy Nightcrawler, you're dead.
What's going on, Night?
Oh, man, shit. What ain't going on? That's what it is.
What ain't going on? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know I got to ask you the topic really, really quick, and then you can get into whatever you need to do.
I already know the topic.
Okay, go ahead.
We're going to cut through the drama.
Uh-oh.
I got one daughter. I love my baby to death. You know, that's my only child. I wouldn't appreciate it if my baby, you know what I'm saying, went to switching. But overall, that's my daughter. And a parent is supposed to have unconditional love. So, therefore, I'm going to support her at whatever she got. You know what I mean?
Oh. So, hey, I did not expect that from you. I thought you was like, hell no, I ain't putting that bullshit.
That's
for real. I really
you know,
did. I thought you was going to be right.
That's my
no.
seed.
Right.
That's my seed. You know what I mean? I brought her in this world. You know, the world is changing. It's not the way we grew up. And, yeah, I already know about Adam and Eve, this, that, and other. I choose only deal with females. You know, that's my thing. Ain't no switch hitting. Ain't no undercover shit. Ain't none of that bullshit over here. You know what I mean? But with the way these generations is coming up now, people are doing what the hell they feel like they want to do. And just like our parents had to respect our decisions in life, you know, we might not like them, we still have to respect the children's way of life, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that are going to be here long after we're gone.
Good point. Okay. So what's going on with you? You got some shows lined up? What's going on?
I don't know on that one yet. I mean
they
just pop up. They just pop up. Yeah. They pop up and shit. Nah, I just been doing a bunch of blog talks. You know, I've been repping with the TAC, Texas Hood Clique. They've been doing they thug thizzle. You know, they just had another, you know, told you about my new controversy. So.
Oh yeah, let everybody know real short and sweet. Don't get too much into it. You don't want to give them too much all at one time.
Yo, just some nigga, some little bitch nigga. I don't know nothing about this cat. He's a nobody to me, really. And, you know, the nigga had some fly shit to say. I hope he's listening, because you had enough time to Google my name, nigga, so you know I'd be on this station, so I hope you're listening. Nigga, I'm known for controversy. I don't back down from anybody.
Uh-oh.
So it was told for him to write a diss track about me and me write a diss track about him. The shit's supposed to air him all night.
So are you done?
Well,
doing?
You know. Come on now. What's my name?
Right. It's right up your alley. What was I thinking?
Man, that's what I'm saying. I could do that faster than any damn thing. You know, about 5 minutes and joint done. You know what I mean? So that's what that is. I wrote that shit the same night. I actually recorded that shit in the mix of trying to do Jay Rose's joint. So Jay Rose, if you, I hadn't got it to you yet. Simply because, you know, I had to go ahead, hit the studio, get this joint laid down for tomorrow. But you will have that boy for next week, for real.
He like, I can't catch a break around his.
Hey, no, but you know, I got some old joints, you know what I'm saying, popping off with a couple other people as well, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
oh,
hopefully,
shit.
Yeah, hopefully this joint goes through between me, Burners, and Black Cancer. You know, I got to get that boy some love because, you know, he been showing Nightcrawler mad love, so... I'm also liking cat's music, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's just high respect to those who show love for me and for the bitch niggas trying to knock me because you don't like what I have to say. Fuck you in your asshole with another nigga dick, and I hope that shit big as hell and rip your ass apart. For real.
Ooh. Yeah, that sounds really painful. Yeah.
Hey, I just don't, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not going to like me, and that's cool. Everybody's not going to like my music. That's cool, too. But, like I said, man, I can accept, you know what I'm saying, negative criticism, positive criticism. But when you start actually literally taking shots and assaults at me, my name ain't Drake. I will respond.
Okay.
And a fight will come with it if your ass really want to get serious. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Drama. So.
I didn't ask for it. Not this time.
Yeah,
now, Jay Burns, I wanted that shit. This nigga.
Well, see, now you should
saying.
Leave Jay alone since, you know what I mean? Like, you got some new stuff going on, then you should just pray.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, Jay Burns. He lucky, you know. Another bitch nigga decided to step up and take his motherfucking place and draw my attention to his ass. So, therefore, Jay Burns, now you get a break, nigga. You know, basically.
Well, it didn't sound like you was giving him a break. You still talking about him like I'll get him next week, you know?
Once again, I still say it. He used to be my dude, okay? We had a childhood promise growing all the way to fuck up. Whoever got on first would bring the other one on. I never said how we would bring the bitch nigga on, you know? I never said how long he was going to last either. So, nigga, I'm doing what I can to keep your name in rotation. Now, you need to actually grip your little bee peanut sack, you know, whatever between your little legs.
Okay.
And answer back, at least give yourself a fighting chance to try to stay in the game. Don't say I didn't try. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, he ain't no one here, so, you know, leave boy alone till you get some more drama with other dudes. So,
I don't want drama. I don't want no
drama. I don't know.
I'm good.
Go to drama with a dude you got drama with now, another radio show.
Well, I didn't want that shit. You know what I'm saying? I was doing good, you know. I was collabing with people on different songs. Yeah. I was trying to move along from that, man. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know, a nigga always gets called back to what brings him to the circle. So, hey, let's get down with it.
Okay. You make it sound like you was on drugs and shit. Like, I ain't hit it in a minute. Like, I was doing good and shit. Like,
yeah, I was, hey, I went to AA. You know what I'm saying? Assholes anonymous.
A my ass.
Yeah. ass whooping release and recovery, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, I had to, you know, it was what it was. But
whatever.
I'm having a relapse right now. Having a relapse.
All right. So what song we get? Oh, go ahead and give them your info before you get up out of here.
y'all might want to check out Nightcrawler 76 on Twitter, you dig? Because I will be tweeting that information tomorrow as to what station that shit going to be on. It's a totally to toss it Tuesday, so you can either vote my shit in or vote my shit out. Don't care either way it come or go. That's the only contact info I'm going to give, because that's where you're going to find me at, shit.
So, all right. So what song we getting into tonight?
Man, just because.
Man.
Yeah, you know what it is. Just because the dramatization going down, you know, I got to take it back to what Ed Bus already had to do,
oh,
you know, just to get rough for tomorrow night when I release the new snap. You dig?
Okay. So you got a lot of stuff in here.
Oh, man, come on. There's only one track where I'm actually dissing a nigga.
I mean, War? Is that the one you're talking about?
Already. I stayed geared for War.
Oh, boy. All right, go ahead and
introduce it. Yo, this is War. You know what I mean? Nightcrawler, Incog. Hey, we do the damn thing.
There it is.
Chase first.
I got one for you, nigga. Watch your motherfucking back, nigga.
The lyrical man is what you think the name's for.
See the bitch in you, nigga.
Another me, silly.
it, nigga. Should've known I don't boss. You used to be part of the team, now you a target. Coward ass nigga doing shit that only bitches knew. And whatever rolls with you, fuck them hoes. They can get it too. Pussy motherfucker, see how quick I run your ass through. The bitch keep talking shit that she gon' see just what a nigga do. Call your ass a boss, tryna live up on them lies you tell. Never was a hustle, use another nigga's clientele.
This is just a fucking beginning, nigga. Now watch this shit, nigga. Jay Burns, you's a fucking hoe, dude. Don't you ever in your motherfucking life mention my damn name, boy. This shit is about to get real raw, real crucial, real fucking fast. I don't play with bitch niggas, never will, never have. Nigga, you run up on me, I guarantee I'll bury your whole ass. Now, you just heard the chorus line, nigga. This is war. Ain't no coming back. You can kiss my ass from here to hell freeze over, nigga. Regardless of how it go, I'm gonna bury you. Now, you want the fame? Here it is. Once again, Jay's verse. I'ma add your ass to a list of fame, nigga. Only to turn around and bury your bitch ass. Watch the DVD, cause I'm coming with it, nigga. I'm about to expose your ass for the hoe you have been, will be. Hell, fuck it. Nigga, cut this shit off. Fuck this nigga.
Air Dot Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Oh my god, Nightcrawler, he's a mess. Anyway, make sure y'all follow him on Twitter and any Air Dotter that comes on that you might want to collab with, whatever the case is. You want to cuss out, whatever. Do what you got to do. Reach him on Twitter. Everybody usually is on Twitter, so if you don't have a Twitter page, you kind of like lost in the sauce with everybody. Not unless you got a Facebook, but, you know, most of the Air Dotters follow each other on Twitter. Anyway, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 0515.
What's good? What's good? What's going on?
What's going on? What is?
It's your boy, DSF.
See, y'all supposed to act like y'all don't know me, man. You know what I mean? For the new people that's listening, tuning in, you got people on the net and all that, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah, true that, true that. It's your boy, DFF, the problem solver. I had to give a shout-out to my home girl, SLDZ.
Okay, okay. Jersey. So anyway.
Jersey in the building.
Yeah. All right, so I know you probably heard the topic, so what would you do? Like, I mean, not what would you do, but would you accept your child, if they was gay or whatever?
Nah. No, no way, no shape, no form, no way, no how.
Really? You know, why?
Why? Because, I mean, my family just felt like that.
Mm.
You know, ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's not in the blood, you know what I mean?
No in between and nothing. Like, no. Either you over here or over here. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, when I seen the topic, I was like, wow, that's a good topic for some people, but.
He said for some people. I know. It will touch a nerve with some, you know what I mean? But, you know, I like to touch all subjects because, you know what I mean? Like, I like to get to know y'all as individuals as well. So, like, you know, get your opinion on certain things. So, you know, it's cool if y'all against it or y'all not against it. Like, whatever, you know, the case is.
Yeah, only gay thing I like is Marvin. I mean, ain't nothing else.
You were so silly. Only gay thing I like.
I mean,
okay. So what's going on? Mixtape.
Oh yeah. You know, shout out to my man Ray Lucci. He revamped the mixtape, my all freestyle mixtape. He revamped it for me and. So I'll freestyle, you know what I mean? I got an album coming out called Back At It. You know, you heard the single, you got the single, Mighty Burners for Life. And then, I got a surprise coming up, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so I'm I want to, especially on Air It Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, introduce the people, all the Air It Outers and whoever else be listening to them. You know what I mean? My new single. I ain't even sent it to you yet, but
yeah, I'm about to say
yeah.
Put my dumb face on yeah.
But yeah, it's called Two Thumbs Up. You know what I'm saying? And it's official, and I already got it because I did it at the show, so I already already got a good hand clap on it already, so.
Okay, yeah, DFF, he getting his money, man. Like, really? Sheesh.
Hey,
getting
yeah,
bread
yeah.
for doing
gotta,
them shows, you know?
Gotta get it. Gotta
okay.
get it.
I ain't mad at you at all.
You know?
So, but it wasn't always like that. Like, was you doing shows for free? You know, you had to do some for free every once in a while, right?
Yeah, I do. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, prior to the air it out, so I said, you know what I'm saying? I always did it for the love. I mean, not just for the money, but, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like
money
a
helps.
Job.
The money definitely helps.
It's your, you know, your resume.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I feel as though, you know what I'm saying? Once you, you know, underground or not, you know what I'm saying? Once you reach a certain status, you know what I'm saying, in your career, unquote, unquote, whatever, but, you know what I'm saying? Money, shit, everybody got to eat somehow, some way.
I know that's right.
So if you on your grind 24/7 all the time, you know, it comes to you. It might be longer than, you know, others, but just stay focused, you know what I mean? Be true to yourself, you know what I mean? Hey, stick with it. Everything will work out. Real talk.
So you got anything else popping up, or?
I'm still waiting on these other six promoters to get back at me because.
Damn,
you know
six?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And it is, for real.
Yeah, shout out to my brother, L. Unique, R&B singer, you know what I'm saying? Unique Entertainment.
Okay.
Stallion, you know what I mean? The whole crew.
Stallion.
Yeah, you know, the whole crew. Big up. Oh, yeah.
She got a daughter. Damn.
Yeah, she watching Hawaii 5-0.
Okay.
But, yeah, look, I want to shout her out, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to big up Machete King. Yo, bro, I got your information. We most definitely going to be collabing real soon, my dude.
Yeah.
Just want to give a shout out to Machete King, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's the one that's there. So, all right, well, tell everybody where they can reach you.
Oh, yeah. You know, y'all can reach me at www.itsmyurls.com/DFFDPS. You know, so y'all can get at me, you know what I'm saying? Check me out. I probably got like 50 links up. I'm going to put like 100 more up. So, you know, the list is real long. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, I got to send you some beats, too, because I do beats, too, Fire. And,
yeah, well, you don't be telling people you be doing beats all the time.
Yeah, everybody that's listening, I do beats, you know what I'm saying? You hit me up on DFF, the problem solver, @gmail.com, you know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy.
I got to put you on the website, too, so get with me on there. I'll put you up in the beats site, so. So any of y'all that have beats or whatever, you know, get at me, and I'll try to put y'all logo in there so they can get at y'all for y'all beats and stuff. So what's all we getting into tonight?
Can I just say one more thing? I don't mean to take up all the time, but Oh, yeah. Everybody go get that mixtape on thepip.com or freestyle. Look up the problem solver, DFF the problem solver. Go pick up that, download that mixtape, man. But, yeah, I want to shout out Osama, too, in Latin. That's my dude, man. But, yeah, we're getting into Mighty Burners for Life. That's what I want to hear, Mighty Burners for Life. All my pack villains, we in the building.
All right, there it is, Jersey.
Unique E&T. Conversation, gotta put the truth in. Motherfucking nuisance. I see why niggas do this. Get shot or stabbed on, killed on GP. Running your mouth like motherfucking bitches be. Run DMC said you talk too much. Especially you think you hard and you quack like a duck. In that tough woolly talk, get your bitch ass stuck. You be a nice piece of pussy, about to get fucked. So calm down, man, that big woolly bullshit. Before you get your ass kicked or hit with a full clip. Time is money, motherfucker, so man up. You and your team don't got no plans, get them damn bucks. Saying you was a man, dog, with no nut. Guess what? If I was you, I'd say my life's up.
Friends where I'm from, in the back where I'm at. You got a problem, come and see me, dog, and it's like that. The mighty burning, rolling deep from sea to sea. Come with that bullshit, we keep grinding and grease. I said, friends where I'm from, in the back where I'm at. You got a problem, come and see me, dog, and it's like that.
Spectators. Put this all in your mouth now and again later. You less than, yes, I'm much greater. Like to talk or keep talking while I get this damn paper. Think I don't know y'all slow on some dumb shit. Might know the street, but never ever done shit. Never sold drugs in your life or some gun shit. You pussy punk motherfuckers always on some run shit. From now on, I'ma call a house seat. Can't feel the real dish shit. You better beat it. Niggas talk a lot of shit out they mouth, but can't back it up. Nigga, disrespect me anyway, I'ma smack them up. Comedy clown, motherfuckers got me cracking up. What's up with the mask and guns for? You ain't jacking stuff. So through the bullshit, the lies, and the drama. With your female Tennessee's that you got from your mama.
Their trends where I'm from, and the facts where I'm at. You got a problem, come and see me, dog, and it's like that. The mighty brothers rolling deep from the city to the city. Come with that bullshit, we keep grinding and greasing. Their trends where I'm from, and the facts where I'm at. You got a problem, come and see me, dog, and it's like that. The mighty brothers rolling deep from the city to the city. Come with that bullshit, we keep grinding and greasing.
This is more than a song. This is the movement. Dick and getting money of the bullshit. Stay front saying something, that ain't no cool shit. Ruby Kingdom line for real and get your mind straight. Think you knew, but now you know, yo, it's too late. Thinking you were strong, you was weak, you should have had faith. No felonies, no pushing keys from state to state. No robberies, no casualties, use your faith. Now your people's doing your body at your fucking weight. Soul of the devil, you heard a true real snake. No bling, no cars, no clothes, no real estate. No fine dimes, but naked chilling. By the lake. No more telling stories how you was getting paid. Now you dead and gone, word is born, these is the break. Talking shit behind my back, say it to my face.
Where I'm from, in the back where I'm at. You got a problem, come and see me, dog, and it's like that. The mighty brothers rolling deep from the city to the city. Come with that bullshit, we keep grinding and grinning. I said, friends, where I'm from, in the back where I'm at. You got a problem, come and see me, dog, and it's like that. Mighty burners rolling deep from city to city. Come with that bullshit, we get grind and greedy. I said, friends, where I'm from, in the back where I'm at. You got a problem, come and see me, dog, and it's like that. The mighty burners rolling deep from city to city. Come with that bullshit, we get grind and greedy.
Give a shout out to Chad Nate. Know what I mean? I like to give a shout out. Too cool. Who's good? My finger. Gum dry. Goo goo. Like to give a shout out. Queen. Bay Wall. Yella. Yo, Pat, what's up? Name was good, baby.
All them other radio stations, you're on a coattail. What's up? This is Kim King. You're listening to Air It Out Radio with that brown skin heifer fire.
Air It Out Radio, it's that trick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on it now, you want to tune in, hit me up, 347-677-1163. Tonight's topic is could you accept your child being gay? We got Black De Niro coming up a little later. So, you know, make sure y'all tune into that. If y'all have not, hit up my comment section on my website. Please do so. Help a bitch out. It's in the About Us section. Leave me a comment, good or bad, whatever the case is, whatever. You want me to do certain things or, fine, you should do this, you should, I think this and that, or I think you should have this as a topic. You know, I'm open-minded, so definitely leave me a comment and let me know how I'm doing with the website as well. So, you know, it's all always a good look. Also, too, for those who missed, like, the beginning, I do have a request artist page. So if you, you know, have a big fan base and you think you can get all your fans to hit it up and make sure y'all follow the directions that come along with it. And like I said, get them to pretty much request some you to be, you know, getting more exposure. And I'm willing to give you 6 songs on the show. Now, you, like I said before, you can split them up, 3 here, 3 there. It has to be 3, either way, okay? So when I go 24 hours, you guys can use them there as well, 3, you know, per hour, and y'all could do it like that. So you can add them up, save them, whatever you choose to do, because, you know, I am going to have packages, so this is a good look for y'all, so y'all won't have to pay. So if you can get your fan base to win, then y'all can, you know, get you to win, then you pretty much will, you know, pretty much won't be paying no money to get your spin. So that's a good look. Shout out to Black Cancer once again, who won the 5 minutes to open up at the Meek Mills on the 21st in Reading, Pennsylvania. Y'all calling Reading, or I call it Reading, or whatever the fuck y'all want to call it. But anyway, he won the 5 minutes. Kim King will be performing as well. Young Chris and all of them are going to be there. I'm going to try to give y'all new stuff here and there, like throw some tickets in. So really, y'all want to do y'all best. Be sharp on the line. I am looking at the attendance. I'm looking at sportsmanship, who's participating in Air It Out Radio as well. And, you know, when I ask y'all to go here, y'all go there, and you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at all that and I'm taking all that in consideration. So definitely y'all want to do that for me, and I'll look out for y'all here and there and, you know, give y'all stuff like that. So, you know, make sure y'all pay attention to what I'm doing, because a lot of times I'm not going to post it all the time. You're going to have to go to the website or tune into the show to get all the info. So, you know what I mean? So, shout out to Mika. She got some things coming up as well. Her info is on the website, too. She got a show coming up. I really want to talk about it really, really quick. But I know y'all going to chew my head off if I go too much into it. But Mika will be on the line in a few, and, you know, she'll be going more into depth about that. But like I said, if y'all want to find some shows to perform at, get at Mika and Jay. He'd be on the line, too. I don't know if he's on right now. But anyway, go ahead and hit the lines up a little bit more. Oh, one more thing. I'm sorry, y'all. I know I'm talking too much. Anyway, May 22nd, 8th and Parkway, Sunday, Muffin from Facebook. I don't know if you guys are familiar with her. She is having, like, She's having this thing where she's giving back to the people that, you know, are homeless and stuff like that. So if you guys come out, you know, that day and y'all want more info to come out, whatever, if y'all do come out, I will give y'all 6 plays as well, okay? Because this kind of means a lot to me because, like, I used to be homeless, so I really would appreciate it if all y'all could really, you know, either come in or, you know, donate whatever y'all can, a dollar, whatever the case is. You know, it means a lot to me. So I will be there, me and my seed. We will be in the building. Well, be out on the parkway or whatever. But it means a lot to me. I'm definitely going to be there showing some love. Am I asking you to give out $100, whatever you got? No, I'm not asking that. I'm just saying you could be there. Maybe come there with some chicken. I don't give a damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just come show some love, yell fire, what you want me to do, or muffin, what you want me to do. Like, just be there. If you can, like I said, anybody that is there or donates anything to Muffin, I'm definitely giving you 6 spins off of me. And I'm going to be doing that from time to time. So, like I said, you can add these things up all you want. It means a lot to me. Like I said, I used to be in that situation. My mom, long story, so y'all can get to know me really, really quick. But my mom was, like, with this crazy-ass nigga, and pretty much, you know, this is when I was very young, and, you know, he pretty much made all the money. So, you know, that's why I guess I'm real, real independent nowadays, so it really means a lot to me to be independent. My mom really wasn't like that, but she depended on a guy a lot, and, you know, when he got ready, he kicked us out. And so, you know, we were homeless for a while, so... You know, I definitely feel whatever they're going through. Some of them don't want to fucking work. They are fucking lazy. But some people really just had it a bad time or whatever. So I'm quite sure as many of y'all probably might have been in the same situation, or maybe not that per se. But, you know, it does mean a lot to me. So anybody that comes out there, you definitely would get 6 pence off of me. And you can use them, add them up to whatever, however you want to choose to do with them. But you definitely want to get 6 pence off of me, and I appreciate it so much if y'all could come out. And I'm talking too much, so I'm going to go hit the lines up a little bit more. 7869, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Hey, it's your girl, Tamika.
What's going on, boo?
Hey, boo-boo.
I've been talking. Look, I was looking for the flyer. I was looking for it. I was like, oh, my God, where is it?
So, I was just... tweeting you on Twitter, letting you know, shout out for that, because I didn't even know you had put it on the page.
Yeah. I told you I got you.
Yeah.
So, you know. So Tamika's not going to rap, y'all. She's not going to rap, so.
No.
I'm just fucking with you.
No, none of those.
Yeah, right? But before you get into your promo, real quick, what's your opinion on, like, you know, the topic, could you accept your child being gay?
I have a daughter, and I love her a lot, so...
I hope so.
So, on the strength of the love that I have for her, when I disown her, you know, neglect to be her parent, you know, when she made a decision, no, I can't. Would I like it? I don't know. This is how this goes. When it's a girl, it's like, but if it's your son, it's like, oh, God, it's the end of the world. So, it's like... I don't know. I don't have a son.
It's double standards, ain't it? Oh.
I know, isn't it? It's
crazy.
Double standards with a lot of things. So it's like, I don't know. I think I could handle my daughter being gay versus my son being gay. But would I disown them or treat them less than what they are? No. Would I like it? Probably not. But, you know, it's my child. So,
yeah.
I'm not the judge. That's not my job. It's not my job to judge. That's for the man upstairs. So you do what you want. I may not like it that much, but I'm not going to mistreat you or treat you less of what you are just because you choose to be homosexual.
Right. That is a tough topic. You know what I'm saying? So it really, really is a tough topic, and it's hard to tell somebody, you know, don't get upset about it. But, you know, some people just can't handle it. Some people just can't. So
some can't. You know. That's true.
That's true. All right, girl, get into your promo. Don't let me stop.
All right. Well, this is Tamika, as everybody heard. Epic Promotions. That's my new name because I'm no longer with any other promoters anyway. So I'm Epic Promotions, a.k.a. Lady Check Rock. I'm going to give a shout-out to Air It Out Radio, of course, because, you know, that chick fire always be on point.
Ow!
I want to give love to Kim King and Black Cancer for their show that they're going to be doing on May 21st, opening up for Meek Mills, because that's a good look. And, you know, I always be looking out for y'all, giving y'all opportunities. So y'all better stay tuning in, like always. Don't be falling short of it. You miss one day, look, you miss one day, you can miss something great. So
for real, you never know. You never know.
Yeah. And then, of course, I want to give a special shout-out to my team, Team Chuck Rock. That'll be Dr. Joker and the Reaper and the rest of the family. Get them boys. And then as far as shout-outs go, that's it. Keep it shouting out the world. So on to my promo. On May 26th, I'm having a showcase called the Epic Exposure Showcase. If you go on Flyers page, earitoutradio.net, you'll see the flyer there with all the information. I want to tell y'all guys again anyway. So it's Epic Exposure Showcase. It's going to be at the Arts Garage in Philly. The address is 1533 Ridge Avenue. If you like to perform, all you got to do is go to www.epicexposure.net. itsmyurls.com/epic promotion. If you go there, you'll find my email address and you can hit me up. Now, I'm looking to fill 10 slots. Half of them are filled already. And if you don't do it quick, you might miss out on a good opportunity because we got something special for everybody. We got a lot of fun stuff going on tonight. It's just not a typical showcase. It's going to be really nice. So other than that, fire is getting on me. I'm always trying to look out for the irritators. Because my love for fire and what she's doing for y'all, I decided that it would be nice to I would give away 2 free slots to the irritators to perform in my showcase. So, my showcase costs money, but to the irritators, I'm going to repeat this, to the irritators, it's free, F-R-E-E, free. You don't get no better than free.
Wow.
Free.
Wow. Y'all.
But how it works is the first 2 people, I'm giving out 2 free slots, the first 2 people to hit me up. Now, remember, you got to go to my URL because I'm not giving out my email address. If you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you got an advantage. Because my email is on there. But the first 2 people to hit me up from Ear It Out who's interested in performing for free, and they hit my email up first, I'll give away 2 free slots to them. I'm not telling the email on here. They got to put in the work.
That's right. Make them work for it.
Look it up, and you got it.
Bums. No, I'm
just kidding. But other than that, that's what's really important for me right now, May 26th. May 26th is really big for me. It's my first showcase. It's my first time doing everything by myself. Of course,
you know, I want to cause some controversy. Like, why you stop doing it? You know, why you doing it by yourself now? Nah, let me stop. But I really would like
to. Cannot tell you why.
Okay,
you
well,
why.
Spill it.
Because the money wasn't right. When I joined the team that I was with, I let them know that I wanted a percentage, not a piece of the change. And when they sat there and said, oh, Tamika, sure, and they just kept giving me a piece of the change instead of the percentage, I was like, this is not going to work. And after that, they acted like they didn't want to pay me. So, and I was going well above and beyond the call of duty. And when somebody goes above and beyond, you're supposed to sit there and you reward them. So, like I said, I was going above and beyond. They didn't want to pay. So I know too much to be getting paid what I was getting, so I moved on for the better. It's no bad blood. I let them know. They're not too happy about it, but, you know, it's not the end of the world. They find somebody else that they can use. It's
so
not me no
more.
Does
that mean you're discouraged from, like, doing other, you know, business with other people?
No. I would definitely work with anybody, but it has to be on the strength that my name goes on the flyer as well. Like, I'm to the point where I want to be recognized for what I've done. If you can't recognize me as well, I would do the same for you, then we can't do business. So I'm willing to work with anybody. I really am. But I can't work for what I was working for. I know too much.
Peanuts and crackers. That's what you was working for. And I was just
exactly. That's like you running your own radio station, and then somebody asks you to just be, like, the co-host sometimes.
Oh, yeah. That would be
a problem. Wait a minute. I do. This is what I do. That's like, fine, you'd be like, this, no, but this is what I do. But no, all we need, but no.
Yeah.
I run my own thing already. So.
True that.
I'm ready to move on. I know too much.
Right.
Yep. You know, and please follow me on Twitter. If you don't know
what's
Twitter
wrong with y'all? Why y'all not following her? Come on now.
If y'all not following me. My Twitter page.
They excluding you because you ain't no artist. That's what it is.
I know. That's what it is. That is definitely what it is.
But y'all need to hook up with her because she has shows. So, like, if y'all want to perform at her stuff, y'all looking for new things to perform at, she's definitely the person to see. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. And I throw parties, too. So my parties
are
thoughts.
Stay there you go.
So, if you follow me on Notice Tamika, N-O-T-I-C-E, T-A-M-I-K-A, you can find me there. And you can also find me at Epic Promotions. So if you find me on Epic Promotions, notice Tamika. I'll give up information on both of those. And then you got to follow my team. That's Dr. Joker. Nick the Reaper, and of course, Get 'em Boys. That's Get underscore EM underscore Boys. Well, boy, B-O-I-Z.
Okay.
Yep. So that's all I gotta say. Just
make sure y'all follow her. She ain't no artist or whatever, but
May 26th.
So, and also too, like I said, if y'all forgot anything, you know, her flyer's on the page. If y'all wanna, you know, what is it? Every fourth Thursday, right?
Yes, it'll be every fourth Thursday tomorrow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yep. Can I play a song?
Oh, you playing a song? What?
It ain't my train.
Look,
I'll let
you
know when
you I got
my
lucky
train.
Die. I'm telling you, boy. You is so lucky. He on the line listening, punk. He was all talking, the lights are so busy. He's like, I'm going to hurt him. So, what song we playing today?
6-4.
6-4.
We're going to play that? Yeah, his switches. 6-4.
No, he calls it something else. I don't have it on the
switches. Hitting switches. Is he
hitting
switches? Or 6-4. That's the same song. That's not even my favorite song, but I'm gonna play it because I know it's his favorite song.
I don't think I got it under that.
Oh, how
so.
Do you not? That's his favorite song.
I don't
know.
I'm saying I got it, but because I think I've heard you play it before. I've heard it being played on here, but I don't have it under there like that. So, yeah. All right. So the name of it is probably.
Well, what you got? What you got?
You know, I'm not gonna run through all his stuff. Roll up right. Six, Skittle Six. Get up with him. Skits fun.
What?
Money six. Get money. Getting money. Kitty kitty. Super.
I wish you would text me so it's
God,
a different name.
All
right, I can
partying.
Oh, it's all right. I'll just. You got a young nigga with money.
Young nigga with money.
YN young nigga with.
Yes,
me.
I got
Y-N-W.
That. See, it's all about how
I guess
y'all heard it.
I have to settle today.
Yeah, well, when he comes on, he can introduce the other one if he wants. All right. Because he's still on the line unless he hang up. So, all right, so. All right, Dr. Joker.
Young nigga
there
with money.
There it is. Ow.
Get no bread.
Yeah. Jack Ryan. Jack Ryan. Yeah. I'm a young nigga with money, young nigga with money, young nigga with money. I'm a young nigga with money, young nigga with money, young nigga with money. I'm a young nigga with money, it ain't no problem for me to throw that. All my money, Michelin Ness, that mean it's so bad. My flow picture perfect, oh you ain't know that. Ain't nobody tell you to go ahead and grab that Kodak. That same cheese, watch out for the diamonds when they flash. You got the number one spot while I'm on your ass. What that mean? I look in your eyes, I see fear, bruh. You see me when you look in the mirror. I stay smoking on that la-la. Never see my eyes when I ride by. Always on the move, my favorite words is bye-bye. And I always get the last laugh, nigga, ha-ha. I'm a young nigga with money, young nigga with money, young nigga with money. I'm a young nigga with money, young nigga with money, young nigga with money. My flow nasty like the subway walls, and my body marked up like them high school stalls. Nasty, filthy, you gotta really feel me. What you expect, homeboy? I'm from Philly. LADC shit, long hair, don't care. Don't get it fucked up, nigga, it ain't no pussy head. So do not take it there. I'll be around the killers that take more shots at AI and this rookie head. I take your chick to prove a point if it's necessary. I ain't got no pics, I smash the secretary. Especially if she bad and if she looks good. I'm swinging for the hole in one when I'm using I'm that wood. I'm a young nigga with money. Young nigga with money. Young nigga with money. I'm a young nigga with money. Young nigga with money. Young nigga with money.
Money shit, right? Money shit, right? Tattoos and all that up shit. All that up shit. That's it, bass. That's it, bass. That's what I do. That's what I do.
I'm a young nigga with money. Young nigga with money. Young nigga with money. I'm a young nigga with money. Young nigga with money. Young nigga with money.
Turn it off.
Dominicano. Hey, yo. It's Machete King. Everett Out Radio, bitch. Your host, La Chica Fuego. Oye, aquí no hay competencia. Nosotros mandamos aquí.
Dominicano, air it out radio, baby.
Yeah, whatever he said. Shout out to Machete King. I love that nigga. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. We got Black De Niro coming on a little later. Our topic tonight is, could you accept your child if they were gay? Listen, I got a couple newbies on the line, and they bugging. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to understand. Y'all got to be patient on the line. Like, that's how this show is. Like, I try to give everybody the moment. So please be patient on the line. And if you can't, then, you know, you're always welcome to call back any other Monday. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to be fair. You know what I mean? So, listen, the key is to be patient and, you know, call in early. That's the whole key. That's the whole thing. Like, if you can't do that, then, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you could always pay for your songs to be played. You know what I mean? You can do that, too. So hit me up about that. So anyway, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, 3551, Air It Out Radio.
This is, hello?
Hello?
Yo, what's up? Fire.
What's going on? Who's
doing? This?
This
is Neo P. I'm chilling.
Neo you know. P.
What's the deal? Shout out to Air It Out, you know what I mean?
What's going on in the background? What's going on? You know, I got.
Oh, man, I actually, I'm going to turn it down, but I was actually just writing a verse, like, right now.
Okay. You know how I am. You know, a bitch is crazy. Like, look, you know, I can't concentrate on all those things. No, I'm just but yeah, you do have to turn that down because it's driving me mad.
Yeah,
so anyway.
Is it too loud still? Like, what you do?
No, it's just distracting me because I'm like, I'm trying to hear you and, you know. So,
yeah, I got you.
All right, so anyway, the topic for tonight is, would you accept your child being gay? So what's your opinion on that?
Oh, man, that's crazy. I mean, I would love my child regardless, man. So if my child came out and was just, I guess, made that way, then, yeah, I would still love him and I would still accept him and I would still guide him through life, you know what I mean, because it's still a person. Their sex doesn't make them who they are. You know what I mean? Sex is not just the determining factor of who we are as humans. So
yeah,
whether
true.
Your sexual preference is guys or girls, I mean, opposite sex or same sex, whatever. I mean, that's not you. That's your sex. That's your sexual preference. So, yeah, I would still love them and still accept them.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got going on as far as mixtape CD?
Nah, I mean, right now, I got some things I'm working on. As always, I'm planning and things like that. But as far as mixtapes, I'm about to drop this mixtape called Hood Morning America. I'm about to drop that, John. Just get it out the way. Hood Morning America.
Damn,
so,
that's crazy.
And
your concept of that is?
Well, it's not actually morning. It's morning, like. The
morning.
Concept
okay.
is, yeah, you know what I mean? The concept is that it's a lot of mourning going on, in my opinion, in many different ways. You know what I mean? People are mourning deaths. People are mourning poverty. You know what I mean? There's so many issues that's in the hood that people don't touch on. And I feel like I'm just a brother that likes to touch on issues, you know what I mean, and address certain topics that I see. That's what it is. You know what I mean? It's not negative and it's not a gloomy album.
No, I mean,
album.
It don't really sound negative. So,
you know. Yeah, I mean, you heard some stuff off of it. It's old to me, but it'll be new to people who hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just finally made a choice to just package that up and put that out there. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm working on right now. I have an official date, but I will have an official date pretty soon.
You got any shows you're doing?
As of now, not yet. But I'm lining up something for the summer. I'm trying to put some things together for me and a couple other artists that I work with. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely some stuff coming up this summer. You know what I mean?
All right.
Looking forward to it.
All right, cool. So, where can they reach you at?
You can get at me on Facebook, Neo P. Newton. On Facebook, that's Neo P. Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N. On Twitter, Neo P 4K 11. follow me on Twitter at NeoP4K11. And those are the two places that I mainly be right now. So I got some stuff on YouTube, but
And why you ain't got it? It's my URL.
Oh man, because I don't have a computer. I mean, that's real. So that's why I don't have one. But
okay.
I mean,
it's a library. You have a library close?
Oh no, no.
Look, I'm
like,
with you.
I owe the library money for stealing books. Like no,
look,
but
you can still go in there for free though.
Nah, no excuses, no excuses. I'm gonna get that.
Yeah, exactly. Will you hold
I'm just playing around. You know what I mean? I just give somebody something to laugh at. Like, yo, that nigga broke.
Nah, you good, you good.
No,
but,
I'm playing,
yeah,
man, but
you need to get it, my girl.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Look into that ASAP.
He like, yeah, bitch, whatever. Leave me the fuck alone. Get to my phone, ho.
Nah, nothing like that.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. But I know that's what you want to say, though, but go ahead.
You crazy. No, man, I'm good, man. Other than that, you know, I'm just enjoying life, enjoying, you know what I mean, breathing and working on my art. And that's all. That's what I love the most, is being able to create. So,
all right.
That's about it. I'm doing good.
So, what's all we getting into tonight?
I don't really know what you have in there, like, that's new.
I don't know. I don't have any new stuff. I just have all the stuff you sent me.
Well,
oh, you have My City. I think that was the newest.
What's another one? I like that joint, but I just want
Chillin' Philly? Huh? Wait, Chilly Philly?
You could play the My City joint. That's cool.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah, I'm good with that. That's cool.
All right, go ahead and introduce it, babe.
My City by Neo T. I mean, that's it.
Check out
My City. The world is my city.
One time for your mind. One time for your mind, nigga. One time for your mind, nigga. Yeah, get him. At 17, I was rocking 2 or 3 4. So these thoughts demand you turn monotonous beats off. I'm knocking your peeps off, one by one. Learning the path of enlightenment. Sun by sun, moon by moon, star by star. Spitting to the people, feed them truth, bar by bar. Dog, I'm far. Eons beyond, peons be honest. My mind see rhymes, your mind say mind, rewind it. I am timeless, Neo is the finest, CO is the finest, and no one can find it, it's under your nose, look, see you might find some truth in one of them closed books, open it up like coffee houses in the morning time, if you a son and I'm a son, we both are born to shine, now get up on your grind boy, it ain't much time boy, girls running around the town trying to be tomboy, know this but know this, the balance of the universe is woman and man must try and coexist, the world is my city, my spit be exceeding the speeds of my gritty. I'm gritty, witty with these bars I'm penning. I be hopping out of cars with women and ain't no guards up in them. In other words, I'm predominantly positive. Positive's how I gotta live. 5 styles is out of here. I gotta get all of these kids to acknowledge the logic inside of my rhymes. Ignorance, I'm tired of it. I'm trying to spit intelligently and hopefully them holy flows to enter them MCs. I'm intimate when beats is on repeat with the lights off. All I need is MP3s and the right thoughts. I'm sick, everything I touch needs lights off. Spray on, wipe off, slugs get the wipes off. Y'all niggas got me bored, where's the white talk? I done came up, step your game up, we might talk. Life ain't nothing to waste, but some do it when they run in a place. Put the gun to your face, tell the teller take him to the safe. Now they lonely in the emptiest space. Y'all went and caught a new case? Baseball, y'all running in the fast lane. But they got a picture that'll hit you and you catch tank. Escape from it, that's when you straight plummet to the ground. See, I found my sound, I say something. I'm telling the truth over instrumentals. So influential with pens and pencils. And a pad. See, I never had a dad, so you probably can relate to the type of life that I had. Can you relate? I'm from the hood, so the pressure keeps adding up. Cause if that ain't bad enough, my girl stay mad at us. Me and rap for being whack is not an option. I must kill everything. I got them watching.
Make sure your motherfuckers log on to www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to that fire chick, a.k.a. the brown skin heifer. You already know this, Benji Jones, chairman and CEO of Wolfpack Music Group. Fuck with us or fuck out of here. On that note, I'm signing off as the A&R West Philly. God bless America.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Benji and all the people that send me drops. I love them. If you feel like you want to send me a drop in, it's always good exposure. Please do. It's air.radio@gmail.com. Make sure you put the ITS in front of it. And make sure it's MP3, please, because, you know, I can't deal. I just can't deal. Anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 9432, what's going on? Hello?
What the business, fire?
What's going on? Who's this? Who this?
It's not Nightcrawler.
Y'all, swear to goodness, y'all sound alike. Nightcrawler, you know he sound like you. I'm telling you, y'all sound like brothers and shit. I would have. I was like, oh shit, I went to the wrong damn number. Damn.
You know what it is, man. It's Air It Out Radio competition. Huh? Where? We don't see good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, introduce yourself. Go ahead, because you didn't say exactly who you was.
Yeah, man, it's your boy S to the L-I-C-K, Slick on Deck, Tornado Alley Entertainment's the team, you heard me? Yes, sir, Kansas, where I'm from, my nigga. Let's do it.
Oh, my God, y'all sounded like I can't take it. Listen, I'm not the only person that thinks that. There was a couple people that hit me up like, yo, Fire, he do sound like him. Yo, they do sound alike. So I know I'm not losing my mind.
Well, let's let it be known. Kansas on deck. Kansas. I don't know.
Right?
Where's my
no,
car?
No, y'all totally different. I'm just saying y'all.
Where are you from, Noah?
Hold on a second. Lord, don't get me lying. Don't get me lying. Nightcrawler, where you
from?
Nightcrawler.
Night. Yeah.
Where you from again?
I'm in Texas, man. Already,
hey, look, then.
Okay. Like, okay.
Come
that's
on,
right
man.
It
sounds just alike. Do y'all know the difference between them? Because I don't. Just the number.
You know, I lived down there in Dallas for a while, so I can dig it.
Yeah,
we probably do sound similar. Okay.
Y'all do. You know, it ain't, you know, y'all totally two different people, but, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, I went to the wrong number. Oh.
Nah, it's slick.
Okay. So I got to ask you, you know, the topic for today, which is, you know, could you accept your shot being gay? So what's your opinion on that? Could you, no?
Wow.
I know.
You know what? Ah, man, that's why I ain't got no PA. I ain't got to worry about that.
This is could you, like, you know, it can still, you know.
I ain't going to even think about it. I ain't got that. I mean, I can see it. I'm leaving it at that. Yeah, I'm
okay.
The fifth,
cool. Man,
I mean,
y'all have every right to do that. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I don't know how I could take that, man. I don't him, but man, I don't know what I would do,
it's
man.
Hard,
I'd be
it's hard, but, you
probably
know.
Kicking his ass every day and all type of shit.
And
it ain't got nothing to do with you being gay, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of gay people, but man, when it's so close to home, it's just, man, sometimes,
yeah.
man, you just handle things different, you know what I mean? So,
right. Okay.
Nothing negative on the gate.
No, it's not nothing negative. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm saying on my end.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
So do you have any mixtape shows coming up that you want to talk about?
No mixtapes over here, man. It's hard work, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting my projects done so I can lock in some distribution right now. You know what I mean? I'm keeping everything on hold. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to put my stuff on iTunes. It's a lot of hot music on iTunes and Raspity, and they just still sitting there. You know what I mean? So, man, y'all got to, man, get some distribution up under y'all, man, and then let that follow up. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. So do you have a particular, you know, record company that you are looking at?
Yeah. I'm my own record company.
I hear that.
Tomato Alley Entertainment, man. We got everything. I'm a self-contained unit. I got it all. You hear me? If you listen out there, all I'm needing is distribution.
Okay.
That's it. Let's get this money, you heard me? You know what I'm saying? I let my music speak for itself, you know what I mean? We working hard, man. But like I say, no mixtapes over here. I dare to be different, y'all. Everything's original. You know what I'm saying? From the producer to the booth to the engineer to the world. You know what I mean? I'm sticking with it. It's working for me. You know what I'm saying? I got my own little, you know what I'm saying, my own flavor I'm putting in the game. I ain't imitating no one. Listen to my voice. Listen to my style. It's unique.
All right. Cool. So where can they reach you at?
Man, I'm on Twitter, Slick785, Facebook, MySpace, Slick785. Just got my Reverb Nation up, you know what I mean? Slick785. Man, check me out, my little video. Leave me a comment. Let me know what y'all think, you know what I mean? You trying to fuck with me? Let's go.
You got any beef? I'm nosy.
Any beef? I don't entertain
any
that.
Beef? You don't entertain that?
I don't entertain that. If a nigga called me out, man, I'll probably be silent on his ass. That's just, you know, you don't get fame over here. You get hurt.
Up. I hear you.
For real, I don't play. I don't entertain that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like that little dude that goes, you know what I'm saying, to the bus stop every morning for school. Don't, you know what I'm saying? You know, don't pick a fight with him. He's just going to school.
Did y'all see that, that YouTube clip with the little, you know, little chunky boy, and then the little skinny little boy was fucking with him, and then he picked his ass up and threw him and sounded like he broke a couple things. I don't know if he said, but, yo, he busts his ass like crazy.
Yeah.
I thought he was the bully, but, you know.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's fucking shit up. But, you know.
You make me feel so comfortable here on Air It Out Radio.
I mean,
man.
I'm
like
supposed
got,
to. Like,
yeah, like I got my slippers. My slippers.
You
I'm coming
stupid.
In sliding ass. Yeah. You got
I
my
can't
butt
even
rolled
talk.
Up.
I got mine on, too.
You got my butt rolled up.
Huh?
You got my butt rolled up?
No, I don't do that.
don't do that.
You can keep it.
You don't have to do that to have it ready for me when I come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, well, I'm not. What you want me to do? Lick the whole thing? You know, y'all be licking and sliding all on the motherfucker. And then y'all pass it around like here. No.
As long as it's ready for me when I come in.
Do it. Y'all might as well just kiss each other for all that. You know what I mean? Like, y'all slobbering and licking. And then I watch them, and then they roll it around and slobber all over the shit. Oh, no. Damn. Can't do it.
Yeah,
miscellaneous
fuck,
niggas
man.
Licking on the shit and passing it around. Yeah, they had this blunt rolled up like hours ago with this nigga over there. You don't even know this nigga. Like, ew. No.
You going way
I'm
off
sorry, like I don't know. Y'all might, like I said, y'all might just kiss
y'all might
try to get it over.
Well,
yeah,
well,
like
for you
listen,
to have what rolled up.
listen, it's cool. I'll get the contact, but I can't do it. But, you know, I don't know how y'all But anyway, you know what? I'm not going to lie. Like, the smell of it, like, when it's first lit, is cool. I'm like, I after that, I'll be like, oh, my hair, my weave, long. When are you done? And then y'all, like, y'all smoke a little bit, then put it out, and then y'all got to light it back up again. I'm like, well, you just smoke the whole motherfucker and get it over with. Like, what the fuck? Like, what's the pause? Why are y'all pausing? Like, get the whole thing over with.
Oh, you don't smoke.
No. I know. You can tell, right? You can tell.
Yeah, yeah, I can tell. Like, oh, say she's
like, what is the fucking pause? Like, smoke the whole motherfucking joint or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, like, you know, fuck it up. My weave, look. You know what I'm saying?
Why you said, that's why you said bring the bottle of wine.
Yeah, see, there you go. See, there you go. I see, there you go. Do it in.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting it in my tablet.
Yeah, see, make notes. I see.
Already.
That's my shit. Yeah, there
I know what fire like, y'all.
Yeah, fire like the good stuff. I don't know. Nouveau and fire. Oh, my God. Chilled. Anyway, chilled. Right out the freezer,
on.
Not too, you know what I mean? Not frozen with the little particles and shit. Nah, I'm just chilled.
Well, I'm going to keep it hood. I'm going to just leave a tub full of ice with it. My fault.
You're silly. Oh, my gosh. Y'all sound so much alike. But what's all we get into tonight, babe? They cussing me out over here.
Okay. You got my new one I sent you?
I think I do. Yes, I do.
It's called What It Takes. Okay.
Yeah.
I got a producer on here from New Orleans, Ninth Ward. His name is Sinister. He's been done tracks for cats like Soldier Slim, you know what I mean, Juvenile, you know what I mean, C-Murder. Hey, the boy go hard, man. Check me out, man. Kansas, you heard me? We going too tough in the paint.
There it is. Slick, baby.
Let's go.
You suckers see me coming, but you still can't get ready. I treat my mic like my weapon, and they say I got it. What it takes to move the crowd, bitch, I got it. What it takes to move the crowd, bitch, I got it. You suckers see me coming, but you still can't get ready. I treat my mic like my weapon, and they say I got it. What it takes to move the crowd, bitch, I got it. What it takes to move the crowd, bitch, I got it. Gucci frames, crushed out belt buckles, hands so icy I can skate on my knuckles. Stop sitting New Orleans on a big ass bubble. Try to hate, run up in some big ass trouble. I'm up in the club and showing no love. Looking for a fine freak to give me head in the tub. My nigga, that's what's up. I never pay him to fuck. In fact, I pay him to leave to get back to my cheese. I'm a Ninth Ward resident, young and thug and ever since. Straight made the chronic, now I'm smoking something serious. Patron, stay up in my system, in slick in the zone, remember something vicious. You suck and see me coming, but you still can't get ready. I treat my mic like my weapon, and they say I got it. What it takes to move the crowd, bitch, I got it. What it takes to move the crowd, bitch, fire. You suck and see me coming, but you still can't get ready. I treat my mic like my weapon, and they say I got it. What it takes to move the crowd, bitch, I got it. Movement. I can't stop, causing major damage every time tornado drop. When them dark clouds cover your sky blue, winds heavy in your city, lets you know I'm coming through. I tip the scale, I'm off the Richter. When you see me, take a picture with my John Hancock, frozen writers, I get richer. If not now, when? If not me, who? Give a shot to Ray Charles, cause I'ma do what it do. So when I grab a mic and draw down, I'm telling you now, better be nobody standing around. Death a dirty hand. You suck and see me coming, but you still can't get ready. I treat my mic like my weapon, and they say I got it. What it takes to move the crowd, bitch, I got it. What it takes to move the crowd, bitch, fire. You suck and see me coming, but you still can't get ready. I treat my mic like my weapon, and they say I got it. What it takes to move the crowd, bitch, I got it. What it takes to move the crowd, bitch, fire. I'm going against the odds. I'm going
the brain. I see it in their eyes. They wondering why I came. I said off the spark. No time for the flame. Now your boy be a household name. Check it. S-L-I-C-K. My nigga, you know the beat. In case you didn't, I'ma tell what it is. Check it. I got niggas ready to ride. I got niggas ready to die. I got niggas ready to do a gang of time. I got niggas eating good. They ain't ready to go back. So if it's neat and done, they ready to handle that. So don't come fucking with your boy. I know them soldiers on deck. Y'all niggas being a threat, I think not. You suckers see me coming, but you still can't get ready. I treat my mic like my weapon, and they say I got it. What it takes to move the crowd.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy BC. You now listening to Air It Out Radio. Holla at you, boy. Yeah.
Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. I get tongue-tied a little bit. If y'all want to send me a drop, it's airitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3. You know, the more exposure, you know, the more better for you and for me. So, you know, there you go. EQ, you know what I'm saying? Where my damn drop at? Let me see. Who else ain't sent me no motherfucking drop? Let me see. Blah, 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 blah. I need one from DFF. Ace, he dropped online. I'll get his ass later. So, Rashid, you know, what's up? Where my shit at? Where my shit? Huh? Anyway, so, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. We got Black De Niro coming up a little bit. So I'm going to hit the lines up. I know y'all going to be frustrated because y'all going to be on hold. And y'all know when I get in my gas, that's like 10 minutes in. So, but please be patient. You know what I mean? Definitely love y'all for all the support. And I try to give back by doing other little miscellaneous things. So anyway, hit the lines up. See what's going on. Who's next on my roster? Darn, I didn't mean to do that. So anyway, Black Cancer, what's going on?
What's up, baby?
Look, the reason why I said that I didn't mean to do that is because I hate playing the y'all drop so close to the person that is coming up next. So, anyway, what's going on?
Wow, that sounds good. I like shit like that. It's like
I know, but I like the – it's too close, I think.
It's too close. You like to keep it spontaneous.
I like to spread it out. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I could dig.
But congrats on, you know, your 5 minutes of opening up for Meek Mill. You're welcome.
Shout out to McDaddy King for the love as well.
Yeah, yeah. So,
very
you know,
humble, you know what I'm saying? That shit don't get to my head. I ain't like everybody else. Well, I ain't gonna say everybody else. I'm not like some individuals. I mean, this is just a general statement. You know what I mean? The nigga is very appreciative and I'm real humble. So I'm gonna definitely snap when the time comes and shit. Enjoy myself and really show out Roscoe Dash style.
Right. And you know what? Like, if just because he got this doesn't mean that, like, more opportunities is not coming up, because I am trying to, you know, connect with other people to where I can do other things like this for y'all. So, but you got to tune in for the show that I announce. So you never know what I'm going to announce. So that's the only thing. I like to keep it spontaneous. So, you know. But anyway, what's your opinion
Word
about
up.
The topic tonight? You know,
shit,
could you?
I'm following behind everybody else's comment, basically, because they didn't set it for me, which is, yeah, I'm going to love my child regardless, but I don't accept that shit. Don't bring that into my house. I don't want to be your companion. I'm going to love you, whether son or daughter, gay, or let that be that. Because, you know, one of the other aired outers, they said it best. Like, I think it was Nightcrow. You come into, you know, these days and times where everybody want to be out in the open and they want to experiment. And, you know, you got these young cats running around downtown and shit thinking that's real cute and sweet. And, you know what I mean? They ain't even really get the touch of a female. So, you know, fuck that shit. If you want to be like that, you be like that. But some of them people, they ain't even totally gay. They just think it's like a trend. You know how Philly, we still wearing something and then we just wear the shit out? That's what it is to me. It's like it's a trend to them. And and I don't really approve over that. And I wouldn't approve over my son or daughter being gay, but at the same time, I'm going to love them regardless because that's my child, and can't nobody else tell me how to live for me or for my child.
Right. Yep, that's real talk. That's real talk. So,
it's so
it's deep. It's, you know, yeah, it gets deep, you know what I mean? But
must be pussy to the day I die.
But I mean, it can happen to any of our kids, you know what I mean? They just be like,
yeah,
hey, you know?
That shit is horrifying. Ugh.
Jesus. He's disgusting. So,
yeah, I really am about that shit, though.
Yeah, like you never know. You never know.
I can't respect that, yo.
The way these kids experiment nowadays, like. It's
yeah, man. I be seeing young boys. We talking about like 9, 10, 11 and up just drawing on themselves. You know, the little, you got the flamboyant ones and everything. Make a nigga not want to even shop in H&M.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Big ass in San Francisco.
Why they gotta be in San Francisco? What's the point of that?
That's a known population for gay people.
Well, you know, they got the gay parade in New York, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
oh, God.
I'm just being rude. That's all fucking.
Right.
Joke. Cruel humor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. So what's going on besides the 21st? You got the you know. But go ahead, I'm being distracted. So what's up besides the 21st and you opening up for that? What you got going?
At Rendezvous tomorrow, 6328 Rising Sun Ave. Excuse me, and I'll be performing over there. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. All I know is I'm gonna, you know, live for that moment, enjoy myself. Eat, drink, and be in my swag bag, perform, you know, jam, get my little groove on. Then I'm also supposed to be doing, I'm pretty sure it's May the 15th, because it should be that third Sunday in Jersey. Shout outs to Ricardo Ward, Jay, Lyrics to Go. He having his showcase, it should still be popping off. So I'll be a part of that. So it's about actually two to three shows I'll be doing this month before May 21st with Meek Mill's official signing party in Redding, PA. I'm promoting that on Facebook as well as Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I am not a promoter, so I won't be doing it that much, but I will be definitely showing love to Kim King. Shout outs to her and everybody else on Air It Out as well as you. Once again, thank you for the opportunity.
Of course, of course. And like I said, you know, you've been riding with me for a very long time. So, you know, you definitely deserve it. And
yeah, got me. You should put me on the line with that nigga. Where the fuck is Realistic?
Realistic,
you
ain't
on. Remember we had the battle and shit? That shit was funny. Because we both were Saudi. Two England niggas win.
Y'all sure did. See, a lot of people don't know that. That's how far back you took it. But, yeah, like, the UK was on here heavy, y'all, and, you know, they battled.
Yeah.
It was battling everybody, so it's definitely a good look. So I think one of them locked up, so I think that's kind of why they ain't really.
Well, yeah, they kind of like radicals over there. They be on their moves. They real rebellious, so you got to expect shit like that. A goonie going to be a goonie regardless of where they at and how they talk.
Exactly, but they had a lot of controversy, so, you know, that's why it was real major for them. But,
yeah.
You know, and that's what anybody else. So,
yeah.
Other than that, the show on the 21st, you got the other show going on. Where can they reach you at?
It's myurls.com/blackcancer, BlackCancer. Address me, sir, AMAC.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's like one of my throwback joints and shit. I'm full of acronyms.
I see. So what song are we getting into tonight?
I was going to let you choose. I sort of keep rules.
Do you really want me to choose? Do you really what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to think? What's that song? I forget the
what, in check?
No,
that's actually Meek Mill's joint. I don't like the look of it. That joint is called Black.
No, that's not the one I'm talking about, though.
That is the one you're talking about. I'm quite sure that's the one
you're talking about. I know that beat.
All right. Then, all right, what joint are you talking about, then?
I don't know.
You don't know the lyrics? You don't know just a little bit of it?
No, I know you were saying yeah through the whole thing, but...
Shit, that's game and every song.
Yeah, right? Well, I don't know. You want
to
play?
All right, then let's go to Rule Keep Willing or even In Check, because I sent you a better version of In Check. You got better sound quality and shit.
In Check.
It should say, it's going to say check in capital letters, though.
I think I like Rule Keep Willing better.
Then play Rule Keep Willing. I like that, John. I don't like all my music either. I'm one of those artists that's real hard on my
soul. I ain't going to say you don't like your own music.
Because I'm not going to sit there and be in my swag bag and actually
I like every fucking song I make.
Yo, I'm very hard on myself. If I don't like a song, I don't like a song. Y'all can love this shit and I won't like it.
I'm like that too. You and your damn dog. No, fuck.
Yeah, that's that vibration, man. People want to text me, and I ain't no special person like that, so they're getting on my nerves.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead, introduce it real quick.
It's your boy Black Dancer. Shout out to everybody on Air It Out Radio. We about to get in the Rule Keep Willing. Holla at me, yeah.
Anybody that's going in the way, better die swift. Ain't no stopping.
Lazy cake,
catch the flag, better keep willing. Never crack when they heat pillin', keep willing. Move, don't be no fool. Proceed on moves to shit the game up. Lane straight, never change up. Can it drive, make you bang up, keep willing.
There's somebody in your path, and they body getting smashed. Only option is the gas.
Ain't no stopping when you mash. On the throttle, horsepower model, keep willing.
Bitch, ain't a soul gonna stop my cruise control. They'll get rocked or bruised, they know. They know my plot is moving gold.
Don't nothing else hold merit. Niggas backtrack, railroad series. Fuck around and had your shell toes on here. Bleeding from force, my strong within me. Diesel and cord, can another drive measure my stride? Or consider my ride as one seated, you in the inside. Care less cause it's fitting me ride. You just overweight with hate, you suffering from physical strife. Sound like a personal problem. Handle that while I'm working my throttle. Hurting your Tahoe, I'm not close to needing service with gallons. Full of scenes in the Mercury challenge. And keep willing.
Don't be no fool, proceed on moves to shit the game up.
Lane straight, never change up. Can it drive, make you bang up, keep willing.
If somebody in your path, and they body getting smashed, only option is the gas.
Ain't no stopping when you mash. On the throttle, horsepower model, keep willing.
Bitch, I'm on the move. Keep it sharp as pointers do. Speak my heart and all the truth. Can I speak fraud? You gonna lose.
For me, I'm a win. I'm blowing in it. And the flow is vicious. Tired from heavy mileage, but I ain't prone to quit. Or known for bitching. Just because the streets hit up, don't mean that I'ma give up because the road is blitzy. I'ma ride it out, grind it out. I'm trying to dollar count. Show my fam how we supposed to live where the mountains bout. Cause we live in the ghetto, so like a blueprint, I'ma let them examine just what a real house about. Heaven wildin' out, bring a smile about their face as I race through a place on this road full of goals I done counted out. Cause they KO'd, I knock them out and keep running.
Bitch, chopping herds, when things just go, I got to work. Hit my dough, pop a flirt, ambition like a chopper bird.
To keep willing.
If somebody in your path, and they body getting smashed, only option is the gas.
Ain't no stopping when you mash. On the throttle, horsepower model, keep willing. The day that I submit to a flat, it be a year when my lyrics is whack. That's the scariest death. Ears shifting gears till I steer at a plant. My frame engineer in the crack.
If somebody in your path, and they body getting smashed, only option is the gas.
Ain't no stopping when you mash on the throttle, horsepower model, keep going.
Oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are. The
Dirt Heroes, and we're kicking it with Aired Out Radio and that chick Fire, Brown Skin Mommy. Aight.
Aired Out Radio with that chick Fire, you already know. You know, I'm that bitch. Whatever. Anyway, make sure you check out the website, airedoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Got my guest on the line, the one, the only Black De Niro. Listen, I hope that I'm saying it right. I'm trying to do it my little Spanish interpretation, whatever y'all call it. But anyway, what's going on, babe?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm falling back, you know.
You feel better now because, you know, I did hear you.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better.
A little cootie.
I'm feeling a lot. A lot of support and all the people that give me a lot of all their prayers and support. You know what I'm saying? A lot of fans was coming through while I was down.
Okay, cool. Okay. So what's going on with you? Like, what's new?
I'm right back at it. I got a mixtape coming out next month called The Streets Don't Love You. You know, I got everybody on there from Gilly the Kid, Meek Mills, Mike Knox, Bump J, A.R. Ab, Vince Black, Smiley Guns. You know, same routine. Get money, you already know the rest.
Okay. So all those people that you named already so far, do you have any, like, new people, like, that you would like to work with that you haven't worked with yet? Like, any new people?
The only person I'm about to work with right now that's new that I've been, you know, trying to put something together with is my man Philly Chase. We about to put something together real major.
Philly Chase, okay. Yeah. I haven't heard of him yet, so.
Yeah, you about to, though. You be mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's up with the R&B stuff? Like, I don't really hear too much of the...
You know, when I step outside my box, I usually do with whoever called me. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been really getting too many R&B calls lately. The last song I got called for to do R&B was my man Isaiah, and we put something together, and that was it.
Okay. So, like, if you wasn't being an artist, what do you think you would be doing?
The same thing I'm always doing. You know, I take that as just my job. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm not in the studio or doing anything, shows or anything pertaining to the music, I'm chilling with one of my girls. You know, I got all them daughters. I'm chilling with my daughters, or I'm, you know, doing stuff with the family, chilling with the homies, same old thing. Watching a little bit of sports or something, but, you know, that's about it. I don't really, you know, when it's time to work, it's time to work. When not, I'm just doing regular family thing.
Okay. So I know you be down at the Batcave Studios or whatever. That's where I bet you.
Yeah.
Like, so do you go anywhere else to you know?
Yeah, I go to different places, Sigma Sound. I've been to a whole lot of different studios. A lot of underground studios that people wouldn't know. Of course, the Gunline. That's not a stationary place. It's wherever me and E-Ness and Vic Fro switch it to. You know, I've been to a lot of different Legos. I've been to a lot of different studios, but Batcave is just like, you know, like home. That's all.
Right.
Home base.
Okay. So who do you think is up next besides yourself, like, to come out of Philly?
I don't know who will be up next. There's so many talented artists in Philly, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's so many people that's talented, known and unknown. Who I would like to see get a shot.
Not because they cool with you either.
No, I always say the same thing in every interview. I'm not really a fan of too many people of music. I mean, everybody nice, everybody hot. If you can name all day a lot of hot artists in Philly, but me particularly, you know what I mean, I like Hollywood.
Okay.
So I would like to see Hollywood get out there. He's like a little baby Jay-Z.
Oh, baby Jay-Z. What about female-wise?
Oh, man, female-wise, I'm going to have to go with Nina Ross.
I knew you was... I know. See, you trying to keep it in the
so
family
mean.
Down there.
It's not even like that. You know, she just earned her spot. You know, it's always the thing between her and Miss J, but, you know, I'm cool with both of them, but I just think Nina always be on her, you know, on her thing. She just spit what I like to hear. That's all when it comes to the female.
Right.
So I wouldn't mind seeing her get her shot.
Right. So what's your opinion on why you think people from Philly like haven't really, they don't get the shine on like they should? Because, you know, like you said, there's a lot of talent here, but what's your opinion why?
You know, everybody say we all stick together, but I don't think that's it. I think it's just, it's no money here. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's really it's no companies here, it's no money here. We don't have like, you know, New York got Jay-Z's and Russell Simmons and P. Diddy's. We don't have any of those here. We got Will Smith, and, you know, I guess he in a whole nother lane, you know what I'm saying, what he's doing. So we don't have anybody that's like companies or anybody that's right here to discover us. We always gotta travel. We always gotta go to Atlanta, down south, New York. But, you know, you never hear nobody coming here like, I'm going to Philly to make it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's no money here.
Right. Okay. So do you do a lot of shows, you know, outside of Philly?
Yeah, I did shows, a lot of different shows. I performed in the Valley a couple of times. I performed in Chicago, San Diego with my man Stephen Cooper from the San Diego Chargers. I performed all the little shows, Harrisburg, Norristown, and, you know, out of town spots. So I'm in Jersey. I've performed in Delaware. Yeah, I've been a lot of little places, New York, of course. So,
okay.
Yeah, I take it out of Philly.
All right, that's what's up. So how long initially have you been an artist?
Oh, man, you're trying to get me to reveal my age, huh?
I say
I've been going, well, you know, some people remember me from the Off the Hook days. That was about 2000. And you know, then unfortunately I went away for a little bit, came back. So I guess I got real serious in about 05. I've been going real hard since 05. That's probably the hardest I've been going since 05 to now. With a lot of bumps in the road and a lot of things to slow you down here and there, but I always retrack and rebound and get back to it.
Right. So what's one of the things that, you know, you kind of regret or you wish you would have did wrong, you know, did better being an artist? Like, if you can go back and correct something, what would you do?
I guess wasting the time that it took me to go as hard as I'm going now.
Okay.
You know, I played around with it a lot, and I didn't take it serious until, like, the last minute. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I really don't have too many regrets, except I guess not breaking away from certain things and from the street aspect and breaking away from certain people earlier.
Right. Yeah, the people will slow you down.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can always get pulled into that, and you got to learn to separate that.
Right. So I know you didn't want to reveal your age or whatever because you guys got a little bit in there, but do you feel like there is an age requirement to be an artist?
No, I don't feel that. I mean, you know, music. Good music is good music. It's going to be undeniable regardless. I don't care how old you are. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, 40 years old, he still spit that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't really matter how old you are to me. It's just what you're talking about. You know, people getting away with everything in this game now. So they snitching and kissing each other and
all
of that. So, you know, a lot of things don't matter as long as you're putting that good music out, I guess. So, no, I don't believe that.
Okay. All right. So who exactly do you look up to besides Jay? Because I know you threw him out there, but is there any
besides
other
who?
Jay? You look
no,
at Jay as...
I mean, I look at Jay.
No.
I salute his accomplishments and, you know, stuff like that, but I don't know. I might have some little surprises coming out of the woodworks. I mean, we've been setting something up, and so right now I'm rocking with Jeezy. So, you know,
okay.
Something might happen out of that situation. I'm not sure yet, but that's why I wouldn't say look up to, but that's the music I like the most.
Okay. See, look, you're not going to tell me about my next question. I guess I was going to ask you, like, did you have any offers on the table or anything going on, you know, big that you wanted to tell us about? So you're going to be secretive, right?
No, I did. Maybe last summer I had a couple meetings, but, you know, things didn't work out the way they were supposed to work out. So I don't even like to say what's going to happen, because I done had some, I done dealt with a couple people. I don't even want to put their names out there now because it didn't work. So I don't like to say, you know, I'm going to do this with this person and this is going to happen. And then it don't fall through and it just looks like I was just talking a bunch of jazz. So
right.
I'm just, you know, praying and hoping the situation that I'm headed towards now end up working out.
Okay. So, you know, I like a little controversy here and there, but you may not have none. But do you got any beef going on, anything you want to get off your chest to anybody? Like, no? Yes?
No, I never get controversy. I've been out here for a long time with the music thing, and I don't get the controversy. Of course, people throw little cheap shots and subliminal messages, but I don't get into that. So, it don't, you know, it'll probably spill over to otherwise. So, I've been fortunate enough to stay away from all the nonsense when it comes to that type thing. I know somebody will sooner or later say something, but, you know, I always had some people say a little things before it spread and get all over YouTube, before it get too far out. We address it behind closed doors, and it always seemed it wasn't pertained the way they said it. Yeah. They didn't mean it that way. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So
somebody
stop
always
all
takes
that support.
Out of context anyway, so that's usually how it is. I'm a
no nonsense type of guy.
Yeah,
you
seem like you are. You seem like, you know, you cool.
But
you know.
I stay in my own lane with it. You know, if you don't bother me, I don't bother you. But if you bother me, then somebody's gonna get bothered.
And I must say, you were really, really nice too, because you know, somebody came in there and wanted to take a picture with you, and you was real cool about it. Like you was about to leave, and then you came back in. So like that was real cool of you to do that. So.
Oh yeah, I appreciate all that. I'll never. You know, try and get too big-headed, because sometimes people get to a certain level. I feel I'm nowhere near where I'm supposed to be. But sometimes those be the people who support you. Well, most of the time, if they want to take a picture with you, then they, you know, they must be the ones buying my music and helping me pay my bills. So you never want to get too high, because, you know, you can be hot today, cold tomorrow.
Exactly.
And you know what I'm saying? You get all high on this pedestal, and then you come back down, and now you want to be cool with everybody that you're fronted on, and it, you know, don't work that way. I'm always the same, whether I'm up and down.
Right, exactly. So you got any shout-outs or whatever you want to throw out?
Oh, of course. You already know. Squally Guns, Vince Black, my blood brothers, you already know they both behind bars again right now.
Okay.
But, you know, other than that, you know, all my homies from FA, all my homies that's locked down, I got a million of them. I can't even scream. And even the brothers that stand up boys, you know, right now.
Okay.
Like to shout out my mom. You know, my mom just went through surgery and had cancer and got all the cancer removed. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But they left. So I like to shout out my mom. And that's about it. You know, I keep it real short. Everybody know who it is with me and where they at with me.
That's what's up. Well, I definitely appreciated you coming on. I don't have the music, but hopefully, you know, you'll send it.
Yeah, and that was my fault. That was my fault. I got it too. It was actually actually since I've been out of the hospital, today was my first day back in the studio.
Okay.
So I didn't really get a chance to, you know, do a lot of
and
things.
You went to the studio right after, boy, I'm hurt too.
Well, no, I've been out for 2 weeks now.
Okay.
But I had to really get myself back together and gain my strength and be able to get everything back, you know, together.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people, it was a lot of rumors that, you know, I got shot and I had this, all that, and the third, but it wasn't even that. It was a blood clot that built up genetically, and everything smoothed out now, you know.
All right. I'm thinking it was a little cold or something. That's why I was like, oh, you canceling on me. Oh. But, I mean, it was much more severe than that, because blood clots ain't nothing to be played with either.
Yeah, it was definitely severe. It was definitely severe. It was definitely a lot of pain.
I know. That's right. So
you know what I'm saying?
I hope you get better, and whenever you get a chance, you know, you feel free to come through whenever you want and send me some music. And, you know, we'll
It's on the way. It's definitely on the way. I'm going to start working on that tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Well, definitely appreciate you coming through, Black De Niro. So.
You already know.
All right, babe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right.
Air It Out Radio, Set Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. I know y'all ready to cuss me out, but y'all being so patient. Oh, my little babies. Anyway, let me see who we got here because I hit up Black Cancer. We're going to get into 1910 Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
What up, what up? It's your boy EQ.
EQ, what's going on, babe?
Oh, man, you know, life in the fast lane, trying to keep things moving. That's a good interview with Black De Niro, man. I remember I first met him doing that, I did their video for Out Here Grinding. I had met him with Bub and Philly Coalition and all that. And he was a real humble dude. He's still humble. I'm hearing him on the drone. He's just real laid back in the cut. That's a good look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, Black De Niro been, you know, grinding for a while, so. You know,
yeah, I just don't think he get to shine like he's supposed to. I think he's just playing the background.
Well, a lot of people don't. Like, you know, you don't get your shine like you're supposed to either. Like,
but you know what, man? I'm learning. I'm learning a little bit. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you step out the city, you're more like a star. Like,
right.
In your city, because everybody doing the same thing or whatever the case may be. Because I've traveled to a couple of, had an opportunity to travel a couple of states, and man, I got mad love, like real crazy. But you know, when you come in a city, you know, you almost fit in the same circle, whatever.
You know what it is? Because everybody pretty much favors everybody. You know what I mean? So that's what I just feel like. A lot of people favor each other, and they're going to just only go with whoever they feel is hot, and then somebody else can be hot as shit, and they won't really, you know, give them the proper respect or whatever. But anyway.
Yeah, you know. It's all good. I feel good about it because, you know, I don't just do the music. I get a chance to do their videos, so, like, they get a chance to listen to my music, and, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, why I ain't get signed and this, that, and the third, but, you know, it's like, I just do it for the love of it, you know what I mean? I'm not even in it for the money no more like I used to be, you know what I mean, just trying to get this paper. I'm going to get the paper regardless, because usually if I ain't doing a video, I'm doing somebody's beats. If I ain't doing the beats, I'm doing a cover. If I ain't doing that, I'm doing my own things, and I sell ringtones and all that, so I mean, you know, my money come quiet, and I'm just good. I'm just in the cut, just doing my thing. You know what I mean?
I think it happens when you're not really expecting it like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, out the woodwork, it's just, you know, boom, you got a deal, or you got this, and somebody looking at you, da-da-da, like, so, you know. But a lot of people definitely, you know about you, and your name does ring, so that's a good thing, you know, for you. So.
Yeah. I was looking at that Wiz Khalifa story, like his joint popped out of nowhere, like, you know what I mean? Because he's been doing mixtapes and stuff. But, you know, you heard his Black and Yellow, that was just like his major hit, you know what I mean? But he was been doing mixtapes and stuff. So it was just kind of funny, like how, like you just said, like it just happens when you least expect it, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
Well, whenever, you know what I mean? I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm still doing.
It'll be there. Y'all got to be patient, babies. So, but anyway, let me ask you the topic, and then you can get into, you know, whatever you try to promote. Like, what's your opinion, short and sweet, you know, on if your child decided to be gay, would you accept that or not, or turn a cheek, what?
I don't know. I asked my son, you know what I mean? I raised my son since he was, you know what I mean, since he was born, and, you know, to see the growth in him, you know what I mean? The only thing I could possibly say for that is I don't condone it, you know what I mean? I don't condone it. I'm more into, like, the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, you know what I'm saying? Like, understanding the difference between the two. But at the same time, if that would have happened to my son, I mean, I'm going to love him, but not in my crib. Like, you know, we talked about that millions of times. Like, I, you know, to me it seemed like a big trend or whatever the case may be. And because, you know, I see some of these kids, and really, to me, it seems like some of them don't even want to be that, but it just seems like that's the way to go for them. You know, it's just a lost, sometimes I feel as though it's a lost generation, and I don't know, I heard a couple of comments tonight, and I was just like, you know, in the cut about it, but really, truthfully, you know, when you got babies raising babies, it's just kind of hard to, you know, to cipher the fact that, you know, that's not the way to go, or whatever the case may be, is, you know, some people do it by choice, and some people born into it, you know what I mean, just mm-hmm. born up that way, and there's a lot of social problems. So it's a wide variety of things that really pop off with that, you know what I mean? So my comment basically is just, no, I don't condone it in my career, but, you know, if that's the way society is going right now, who am I to judge it? You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, if we don't step up and teach our kids, you know, morals and have values within themselves, then you're going to have a lot of uneducated children, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is
yeah.
for right now.
Yeah, it's tough. It's hard to see a kid, you know, go through that, but, you know, it's your kid, though, you know what I mean? So, but...
I mean, it's your kid, but at the same time, it's you have to ask, you know, I think the more, if we had more fathers that were in the household, a lot of that wouldn't be going on. And I mean, that's just being real about it, because the father really sets the tone in the crib, you know what I'm saying, you know. And when you and if you really being a man about what you do, you know what I'm saying, you're going to set a nice tone to where that child understands the difference between the two. You know, but, you know, it's all in the household, man. I mean, that's just my personal opinion.
All in the rest. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, no. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
I think it's all in the belt, tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying?
all in the belt, right?
You know what I mean? Whip that ass a little bit. You know what I mean? You'd be good. Say, no, I'm just joking. You know, it's all
you know
good,
what?
You
and
know.
The funny part about it is, like, these kids are real early doing it, like 7 and shit, like, you know, dressing like boys or dressing like girls. And
but ask yourself, in that household, who's in charge? You know what I'm saying? Who's in charge in that household? And in most 9 out of 10, it's probably no major father figure in that crib, you know what I mean? And if you got a real dad in the crib, it's a big difference, man. The voice when you
get over,
when you grow up hearing that tone, it's just it sets the pace, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I ain't having it, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of puts you in perspective. But you ain't got that in the crib. It's like Free Willy. It's like, okay, well, that's what they doing.
Free Willy.
Yo, it is what it is. Like, I'm saying, I see some of these YouTube videos, and Worldstar is good for it. Like, they show these little kids dressing up with stockings on. And where's the parents at when they doing all of this? Like, where's nobody's around? You know what I'm saying? So you're looking like, all right, well, who's in charge? You know what I'm saying? And if there ain't no man figure in charge, you going to get that. You know what I mean? You going to get that. I mean, a real man. I ain't just talking about somebody that's there taking up space. I'm talking about somebody that understands the growth value of life, you know what I'm saying? You know, but that's a whole other story, man. We can be here forever. No, man, we could be here forever.
No, I feel you, though. I feel you. I definitely got you. So what's going on with you? Mixtape, album, shows?
No, I don't know if I said it before, but I really don't get into much with the mixtapes rapping over other people's beats. I do my own stuff, so I got a new album coming out. It's called Fly Guy. Got a couple of cuts in there. But right now we're doing a little mini tour in Salisbury, Maryland. Like I said, when you step out of town, it's just so crazy. But I got a couple of things going on down there. A dance contest. My son, you know, Young Ty, he got a new little single. It's called...
Yeah, Ty, I'm still waiting.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to be an old broad by the time he comes on the show.
No, he's going to be on... You know, he'd be working a lot, you know what I mean? I'm trying to teach him responsibility of having his own money. Stop digging in my pocket.
I know that's right.
Get your hand out of my
pocket. Huh? Get your hand out of my pocket, you know.
Yeah, no, he always got his hands in my pocket. Like, yo,
but he's a kid. He's supposed to, you know.
Yeah, but still, you know what I mean? I was a young buck. I had my own cash, you know what I mean? So, you know, to like today, it just seemed like most of the generation just like the gimme generation. Give me this, give me that. You know what I mean? Like, no, you got to work for that shit. Yeah,
of
so.
That's what it's all about. Give me your shit.
He knows my rule. My rule is get out there and get it your damn self. You know what I mean? I still hook him up every now and then, but the bottom line is at the end of the day, if you don't learn how to do it for yourself, if I was to die today or tomorrow, you're going to be stuck. So, you know, but see, that's a whole other story, too. But anyway, he got a little single. It's called Frosted Flakes. So, like, it's a dance joint, almost like an Aunt Jackie joint. But the kids out there loving it. So, like, we got a little dance contest out there for them May 14th. That's going to be out there. We popping off with that. I got a showcase out there. I'm going to be doing some shows in the city, probably just some little spotlight joints just to still keep my name buzzing, just for the for the music aspect, probably doing a couple of videos for a lot of people. People hit me up for these videos, but, you know, few come through. I just did one for Dakota Black. It's called No Joke. It's on the website. You know, if y'all haven't been to the website, I just updated it today. It's going to be published in about, the next 5 minutes or whatever. Please go to the website. Check out the new layout. Check out the stuff that was going on. I even put the prices up there for the videos, the beats, and, like, if you need pictures taken and all that, I put that up there.
You do beats,
wow,
too? I didn't know that.
Yo, man, people hit me up for beats on the low, like on some, you know, Q, I heard the beat. Can you do a beat for me? I give them the beat on some fly shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they, I'm always getting hit up for everything. There's nothing that I can't do. People know me, know that when they come see me, they come in to get the full production. Like, somebody came, like, maybe last month to the crib. I produced a song for them, gave them a beat. They got pictures taken and a video all done in one package. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a one-stop shop. You know what I mean? Like, people know what it is. Like, my hands is very, I'm very good at what I do. It's just, it is what it is. God has blessed me with that. So, people come, they come on the low. You know, it's just funny. Like, they might not shout my name out, but they got my product on the low. You know what I mean? But it's all good. That's why I say I don't even sweat it no more like I used to. I used to be like, man, you don't even give me a shout out. But you know what? For real, for real, it don't even matter. You know, you pay me.
They do. You probably just don't be around here because people be shouting your name out. So don't feel like that.
Oh, it's all good, man. I mean, love is love. You know what I'm saying? Love is love. And I take it how I take it. You know what I'm saying? God is good to me. So I'm blessed, man. I don't ask for nothing. You know what I mean? I do what I do. But, you know, the new album, Fly Guy, IllaDelStyles.com is the website. You know what I'm saying? www.IllaDelStyles. Check it out. You know what I mean? You know, I got that girl Fire Chick up on the website. You know what I mean? For the blog spots and everything like that. You know, it's just a good look. I'm trying to get Kim on there, but I need some more information for Kim so I can hook her up on the site for some advertising.
Oh, I didn't even know you wanted her on the site. So, you know.
I definitely got to get her on the site because, you know, she sings. You know what I'm saying? People be looking for singers and stuff like that. I'm great. The site right now is hooked up to where when you link onto the services, I'm going to also have a blog spot where I show you how to really get money in this business, you know, like what you need to be doing, your BDS spins and everything that you need to be doing to actually make sure you're on top of your game. So I'll be having those blog spots up real soon. As we get deeper in the business, it's going to cost you a little bit, but at the end of the day, you know, you're still going to get the information you need. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people are doing this music falsely. They don't know how to really go about getting the bread. But I'm going to hook you up. You know what I mean? So make sure you check out the website. Once again, IllaDelStyles.com. It's your boy EQ Philly. Did you get my joint? It's called All That. Did you get that joint yet? I swear I sent it to you, but I don't know if you got it.
No, you be swearing you send me stuff sometimes.
Yo! Fire.
This time I did not get that. I didn't get nothing from you, sweetheart. Nothing.
Oh, my God.
You did not send this one this time, boo-boo.
All
usually
right,
I'm
right.
Wrong, but you did send it this time.
I didn't send all that? Okay, all right. I'm going to send it next week.
It's cool. You got stuff in here, so you good.
Yeah, I don't even know what the heck I got up in there. I wanted the all that, John, because they would have loved that beat, man. When they hear that beat, they're going to be hitting me up on the low for that beat, because I sent it to New York, and them DJs was tearing that shit up like, what the fuck? So, damn, I wish you had that. But I'll have it next week for y'all. Yeah, I mean, it's on some real shit. Like, the beat is just crazy banana. But, what you got? I don't even know what the hell you got, man.
Come on, man. Y'all can't have me run down your list.
Oh, man.
Me,
I don't
you,
know.
Newborn, come home, haters in that high beams. Okay. Bombing on the track. All right,
you know what? Yeah, I didn't hear that in a minute. You know, you just do the bombing on the track, John. I like that, John.
Okay, go ahead and introduce it.
All right, it's your boy EQ, IllaDelStyles.com. You about to tune into the hottest track, Bombing on the Track, off the Plutopia album. Definitely on that hot show. You know what I mean? That brown skin heifer, fire chick, you know what I'm saying? I got it all down packed today, baby. It's too weak. What?
Alright.
Yeah. Before we leave, I'ma take y'all on a journey. Yeah. Tell me what you waiting for.
flashing sirens at your front door. I'm here to entertain. You better know my name. They call me EQ. You better know my name. I'm bombing on the track. 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 Obama on the track. I'm bombing 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 on the track. Obama
yeah.
On the track, yeah.
Barrel is warm, mind state summertime. I keep your plate full, something like it's dinner time. No intermission, this ain't that kitty rap. This that EQ music, bring the city back. I'm so focused, man, you can call me Sean Carter. I switch my swag, I guess that make me a little smarter. I'm from the 215, they call it Illadel. And that's that real rap, because we spit it well. I'm from a crack city, with a crack bell. I bring that classic, flowing like your Maxwell. Tip your hat, shed a tear for my lost groove. The last days, so we all might see them soon. But for now, we gotta elevate the game. Give a little more to alleviate the pain. Make that music that the people won't steal. We work too hard to depreciate the dollar bill.
Then tell me what you waiting for. Bust the lights and sirens at your front door. I'm here to entertain. Better know my name. They call me EQ. You best know my name. Then tell me what you waiting for. Bust the lights and sirens at your front door. I'm here to entertain. You better know my name. They call me EQ. You best know my name. Bombing on a track. I'm 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 bombing on a track. Obama on the track, I'm bombing on the track, but I'm bombing on the track, I'm bombing on the track.
Obama on the track,
I'm bombing on the track, but I'm bombing on the track, I'm bombing on the track, Obama on the track.
Yeah, my mental is open now. Some of these rappers, you know they like watered down. They said he's sipping on the Henny through a straw. They say they big daddy, but to me they ain't raw. I see him on the internet, hardcore gangster, acting like a sucker to a 50 Cent waster. Hating on your boy cause I'm climbing up the shark. Beating on the chest, but they ain't got the heart to shine. Like me, I'm on my grind daily. Gotta stay cool, so I'm chugging on the belly. 6'4" with the city on my back. Hurling on the track like the rock with the yak. I'm stomping on the track, and plus I did the beat, man. These lames are frauds, they leaning like a kickstand. Got these haters blocking me like I'm WordPress. I'm like the lair floating high where them birds rest. Now tell me what you waiting for. A bunch of lights and sirens at your front door. I'm here to entertain. You better know my name. They call me EQ. You best know my name. Now tell me what you waiting for. A bunch of lights and sirens at your front door. I'm here to entertain. You better know my name. They call me EQ. You best know my name. Bombing on a track. I'm 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 bombing on a track. Obama on a track. I'm bombing 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 on a track. Obama on a track. Yeah. Yeah. We're about to go now. I know y'all love these earth tones, but I gotta take you on the next level. We call this Plutopia. Classic material.
Air It Out Radio, it's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. We on 10 to 1. You already know. Go smack somebody. Go hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's going on. 6643, Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
Yo, what's good? What's good? It's your boy, E. Burners, in the building.
E. Burners? You ain't in the building, punk.
I'm in the building. What's up?
You said I'm in the building.
Shit. Air It Out building, nigga. We in the building, man. What's good?
What's going on with you?
Oh, man. Kick back right now. Watching the Lakers game, you know. I'm in the studio still, though, you know. Ain't much. Yeah, album out in stores, Amazon, iTunes. Go grab that. Show your boy some love, whatever. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be about 3 or 4 Air It Outers on my new album. So, you know,
okay. You
just
going to
make it do what it do.
Tell them what the name of it is.
Welcome to My World. You go to either site, type in Welcome to My World / E Burners. It'll come up. You'll see the picture
say e-burners or whatever like that. $8.99 on Amazon, $9.99 on iTunes. I mean, you know, grab either or. I get paid the same, so it don't matter. Yeah, I'm serious. Look, man, I paid the same. It don't matter. Look, I mean, I got two shows coming up in Maryland.
Oh, what?
Yeah, in May. Well, around the time y'all show, I hope it ain't the same weekend, but
oh,
it's
wow.
coming up. So, like that
you
weekend,
flying down there?
I got a Friday. No, I'ma drive. It's a Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
But I'ma stay the whole week because my sister getting married that week, the week after that. So I'ma stay a week down there, politic a little bit. So.
Oh yeah, you gonna be down there. You gonna miss the show.
No, I'm not. I come back for it. It's on Maryland, not far. I could drive to Maryland and back to Philly in what, 4 hours.
Okay.
So like, I mean, it is what it is. I'm definitely coming to support. So, you know.
Well, this is
this
a good
air it out thing. I make it move. I make
know.
It move.
Maryland, that's
so.
A good look though. There's a lot of they real yeah. supportive down there.
Yeah, they very supportive. Like they, I know somebody down there that got a radio station, like a college radio station, and they got like two venues down there that they want me to perform at. So they
that's
be playing
cool.
some of my songs down there. Like they got a bunch of my mixtapes down there for me, sending them to my sister husband and stuff. He work out there. And, you know, it's just grinding, doing me, man, trying to collaborate with as many people as possible.
As
you know, I finished this song I Want You On today. Oh, man, I'm going to do it tomorrow and send it to you. So
okay.
you get to it when you get to it. But it's definitely going to be on the next album. But it's crazy.
And what is this one called? Or you don't have a name for it?
Huh?
You don't have a name for this one, or you just...
No, I ain't name it yet.
I
got a name, but I ain't
with,
name
with,
it yet. I'm just going...
I thought you was giving yourself a space.
Oh, what, for the album?
Yeah. You was like, I'm a...
Nah, I can't stop. I don't stop, man. I can't stop putting out music. I can't. I think I'm addicted to recording. I can't stop putting out music. I won't stop. Like, who knows? Like, I mean, anybody could hear this next one. Like, just as easily as the first one, and who say they won't throw, like, major amounts of money at me. So, it's always a good look, man. So, I'm grinding. They going to hear the best of me before what's left of me. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you never know nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because I hear a bunch of bullshit signs, so I'm pretty sure I can get in with something good.
Mm-hmm.
And me grinding the way I am, so I'm actually producing and putting out my own projects, so I'm pretty sure they like that too. So
right.
That's always a good look for the labels if you're going to promote yourself. So
definitely. So do you have anybody throwing anything at you yet, like any labels?
I got a couple things in the works, like a ringtone deal with somebody.
Oh.
We about to start shopping. Like, it's like, I'm kind of like riding a wave off this album. Like, it's doing good. I get emails every week. So, like, it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. Like, the A&Rs is actually emailing me and hitting me up. So, giving me tips on how I could promote it better and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. Who knows? I might be with them. So,
yeah, who knows?
Because that's what they, like, that's how they talking. So, like, they see that I'm grinding with it, so.
Okay.
And I got a production deal that I'm trying to work out right now with three producers, not even including myself. So, I didn't even include myself. So, I'm trying to get a production deal for my three, like, top producers and stuff. So, that's something else. And just playing it by ear, man, just working, like. I ain't never going to stop, man. I'm about to make this track for me, Nightcrawler and Cancer, though. That's going to be major.
Okay.
So, you know.
So, where can they reach you at? And all that good
they
stuff.
Could go to www.itsmyurls.com/only, the number one in eBurners, EBURNAS, or follow me on Twitter @eBurners. Get at me.
follow me, I'll follow you back. We collab, do what it do, you know.
And he brothers make beats too. And he has
I do make beats, but I do it when I feel like it. So,
I got
producers. No, I do, but I just like I got 4 producers now, so I don't really have to. So I could just focus on me rapping, but I do make them when I feel like it. But I do make them, and I got some bangers that I'm just sitting on right now, waiting for somebody to get on them. So I'm gonna actually put a site together with like my actual on home studio producer, and we just gonna put out beats and let y'all do what y'all do to them.
Okay.
But I done sent a bunch of people beats here on the radio show. They should be like, I sent B West, Cancer, Nightcrawler. Like, I sent everybody beats. So,
So what are we getting into tonight?
What's the topic again?
I ain't really at the. Could you?
Oh, well, no. Matter of fact, I know what it was. Hell no. That's the answer. I don't got to elaborate. Hell no. Not a chance. Mm-mm.
Hell
nope.
No. Aw. Okay.
I whooped my kid's ass, and I ain't playing that shit. Nope. Not a chance in hell. Sorry.
He like, no.
I'm glad my sons is all boys, fight all that shit. I love it.
But that could be nothing. That could be totally different.
They don't even watch girl cartoons.
You don't
shows,
know.
So I'm loving
it's
it. Serious. All right, well, it ain't going to happen in my house.
Not
in my eyes. Not in my eyes.
He's in a lot.
Shit. Mm-mm. But I'm going to get into In These Streets. I know you got that. You got it? Yeah, I sent it last week. Yep.
I'm just joking with you. Yeah, we finally get to hear this joint.
E. Burners featuring my man Nightcrawler, Texas, the PA Connect. You know.
Damn.
Banger. Let's get it.
Real nigga, put the mask on his hustling shit. Cheddar cheese, second and narrow, everything's got a price. My mental mind focus is getting so fuck a right. Even the government is greedy. They hustle you with their guns drawn. But if you hit the block, they quick to say you're dead wrong. Tag a motherfucker just to hit you for that currency. And if you're lacking paper, they look to get you physically. The cold of the street, no honor among thieves. The addicts, the dealers, the gangs, and the police. Jobs is getting greedy, they don't wanna pay a nigga's worth. Income getting smaller, now it's two that have to put in work. Taxing every dollar, that's a legal form of robbery. But if you're seeking money, they quit this conspiracy. Get it how you live, all means handle your bid. Gotta hustle in these streets, so I'ma show you how it is, yeah.
In these streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy over silly shit. No code of honor, these lanes out of pocket. Real recognize real, and I'm about to drop it. In these streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy over silly shit. No code of honor, these lanes out of pocket. Real recognize real, and I'm about to drop it.
Paved the way for a lot of niggas study my genes. Got some sick shit up in me, about to serve to these fiends. They tweaking, tell your man to stop all the reaching. Before the coffee needs some seltzer and a bleaching. When them things get drawn, it ain't for show, dog. Top pop, let it go and head for the back door. We been here, man, y'all doubt and I swear. On everything I love, you won't see next day here. Down the phase line in this game, I'm LeBron. James, look at me lanes, not even in my prime. I'm just scratching the top, I'm still on the block. Not grinding, but grinding, minus the bird watch. The cops still stop me, the fans still watch me. Knowing I'm affiliated, go ahead and clock me. It won't change, real recognize, real see a deal or a mill. Y'all know where I'ma still be.
In these streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy over silly shit. No code of honor, these lanes out of pocket. Real recognize real, and I'm about to drop it. In these streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy over silly shit. No code of honor, these lanes out of pocket. Real recognize real, and I'm about to drop it.
There's haters all around, looking to see your ass slip. I hustle every day. Looking to cop a large grip. There's laws everywhere. Trying to hand out long trips. Some money's on my mind. So money
fuck commas. I am controversy for niggas who want drama. Be careful what you speak of, my nigga. I told llamas. You hoes ain't ready for burners and not farmers.
Yeah, the street raised me since a little baby. Some call me crazy. I kept a 380. Burners didn't surf the block. X about the lane. Top dog, Glock, shot rocks and still the same. Nigga that I've been still will ride for my OGs. Bailed out Cody. Bring fuck the police. The North Philly Brider. With Texas connects. This is just a warm up. Wait till you see what's next, huh?
In these streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy off some silly shit. No code of honor, these flames out of pocket. Feel recognized real, and I'm about to drop it. In these streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy off some silly shit. No code of honor, these flames out of pocket. Real recognized real, and I'm about to drop it.
Radio, it's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163 every Monday 10 to 1. We're gonna hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. I know we got like 15 minutes in, but you know, this is where we do kind of speed up the process a little bit, but you know, it is what it is. So you know, I just want to try to get everybody on, and I hate rushing y'all, but y'all know, you know, I'm trying to get everybody on. But anyway, 9912, what's going on, Air It Out Radio? Ooh, Dr. Joker getting it in. Okay. Yo, that shit is too fucking funny. Anyway, 9014, what's going on, Air It Out Radio?
What's up, Fire Chick? It's your girl, Kim Kang.
What's going on, Kim?
Not much. What's up, Air It Outers? Everybody out there.
Yo, one of these days, they're all going to respond back to you. Like, what's up, man?
You know, like, what's up, Kelly?
Yeah, you be like, what's up, man?
Yeah, because, you know, I know they out there, and I be listening to everybody else, and I kind of do be saying hi when people say my name. And I know it sounds corny, but I do.
So what's going on with you?
A lot. What? A whole lot. This month is officially full, Miss Fire. We're done. We're done planning for this month, I think. But, I'll be in Philly on Wednesday working on my mixtape, which will blow. Not even working on, putting basically finishing touches on the mixtape. Watch for it. It'll be done May 31st. And I'll be at Elmwood Skating Ring this Thursday, May 5th. So y'all should come through there for Nas' birthday party. I'm going to be singing there too. And on the 11th of May, I'll be at Mambo's Nightclub. I'm going to be singing it out there. Isn't that, that's a Tamika's event, is it?
No, hers is
the 26th, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Don't give me my girl. I ain't got the schedule in front of me.
Listen, I know. I'm sorry. But, yeah, so I'll definitely be at Mambo's on 11th, though. Mambo's Nightclub. Also, Ed's been here all night. Shout out to Black Cancer. Congrats, big guy. I'll see you on the stage.
Ooh-wee.
Me and I'll be opening up for Meek Mills. Y'all in your rugged ways. We're going to be opening up for Meek Mills on the 21st at Silo. So I'm real excited about that because, of course, we got Young Chris, Young Steph. Me, Black Cancer, and I believe it's like one more person they're going to be having on there, right? Or
oh, that's a lot of people. The Hot Boys. Ugh, it's a lot of heads.
Yeah, Uncle O going to be there. It's going to be a bunch of people there. So.
See,
and Fire just whipping that news on me, y'all. My inner groupie is going crazy right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, but if you're interested in coming out to any of the events, you can check out my page or Fire's page or Facebook or Twitter. You know, air it out at Twitter. For more details, and don't forget, on the 31st, watch for the website and the pics. More pics is coming soon, so y'all going to get to see what's going on there because we're working on, like, press kits and bios and stuff. Also, any collabs, y'all hook up with Fire. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com, same place you send your music. Send, you know what I mean, holla at Fire, and she could definitely let you know what it's hitting for as far as doing, like, references, hooks, or whatever you need. Or if you want to find me, you can check me out at smyurl.com. Only one Kim King, and that's the number one, Kim King. And I'm going to get some shout-outs, too, Faya. Can I do that real quick?
All right, real quick.
Air it out, of course. Faya Chick, my manager. Ruggy, Batcave, Larry Lair, Blade Cancer, of course. I have to say congrats again, big guy. I can't wait. I'm excited. Ed Mac Dupree, Machete King, Nightcrawler, your boy, EQ, Illadelle Style. So thank y'all so much for supporting me. Make sure y'all check out my YouTube page, Official Kim King. I got to put some new videos up there. A lot of people have been commenting on the Phyllis Hyman, Meet Me on the Moon. So check it out. Give me some opinions. Tell me what you're thinking.
All right. So what are we getting into tonight?
Of course, what we trying to bash in everybody's head. Go to them. We putting that in your head, bro. Yo, this Rug finished the copy y'all listening to tonight is the finished copy. Rug put his ass in there. He didn't put his feet in there. He didn't put his elbows. He put his ass in his mix. He hooked this shit up. So shout out to Rug for sure at BK Studio. And this is Goto, air it out, baby, Kim King. Fire, let's go.
There it is.
Riding my coattail, riding my coattail, riding my coattail, riding my coattail.
You want my spotlight, but you didn't earn a thing. Don't want to do no work, but you want all the fame. Living off my royalties, saying my name frequently, but the ride is over, over.
You'll see.
I gotta cut you off, just like the rest.
Radio, it's that chick Faya. Make sure y'all check out the website airdotradio.net. I don't know why that one didn't go all the way through, but anyway, Kim, you know, it's cool. We got him on the next one. It's all on the website, so you know, y'all feel free to pay attention to that as well. We're gonna be killing him anyway with the hotel, but I'm gonna hit the lines up a little bit more. We're gonna have to speed it up so everybody can get a chance to get on. We got like 7 minutes, so I might not be able to play a song, but I'll be able to get you on the next one, so you'll have a free song on me. So anyway, Air It Out Radio, let's go. 4986.
Dominica, I know it was popping fire.
Oh,
how you feeling?
I'm cool. I feel so bad. You like lingering at the end.
Shut up. I tried hitting up, and it was crazy. The lines was really on some, like, the switchboard was like, fuck out of here. There's no getting in.
Really?
I went through for like 15, 20 minutes.
But
yeah,
every time I called, it was free. Like, I couldn't get it. So
It's because I guess everybody was calling at the same time or something. We might all block each other. You never know.
Maybe. All right. Well,
tell them where they can reach you at and all that good stuff.
Go to itsmyurl.com/macheteking. That's MacheteKing. Sobriety Still Hurts is available at macheteking.bandcamp.com. Shout out to Black Cancer. Shout out to Tamika. Shout out to Kim King. Yo, shout out to everybody, man. DFF The Problem, Nightcrawler, E Burners, EQ Philly, Neo P, what's up, my G? Yo, shout out to everybody, man.
Right, and Machete King made a list. You still have the list on your page of all the aired outers and stuff.
Yeah.
So y'all can hit him up.
It's been crazy busy for me lately. I've been out helping family and friends and shit with different situations on personal tips, so I've been a little away from the computer and all.
No, that's cool, but, you know, you didn't even have to do that, so thank you very much for that. You know what I mean?
I try to help out everywhere I can. You're doing your thing.
So, like I said, you got a song on me for next week. You don't have to even call in, but if you do, then you'll have another song. You know, so you have two songs.
No doubt.
All right, babe. Thank you for calling in.
All right, love.
Thanks
for the love. Love you too, by the way.
Air It Out Radio 9264.
You.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's your boy Ski, you know what I mean?
Ski?
Yeah, you know what I mean? The Voter Empire, you know what I mean? I'm Nitty Youngin.
This
is the artist.
All right, babe, I definitely appreciate you. I know you was hanging on there for a while. You sound like you had out of it, but we toward the end of the show. You got a song on me. Do I got your music in here? The name is not ringing no bell.
I know the last time we talked, I was supposed to get my music to you, but, you know, like, my producer recorded the format. I could record it in is the WAV format, so I got to get all my music converted, and then I'm gonna get into you. But did you get the track from Nitty, We Poppin' Bottles?
Let me see. I don't know. I won't be able to play it tonight, but... You know, I can definitely do it next week if I do have it, or if I don't, I'll let you know. Popping bottles, I don't see that.
All right, because, you know, I mean, there was something we had a show at the Lincoln University.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Dr. Joker, you know. So.
That's probably why he's tired now. But, yeah, so definitely send that in there, and you know what I mean? I'll play it next Monday or send something, whatever, you know, you got. Send it in to me. All right?
Yeah.
Tell them where they can reach you at, babe.
You can reach me at home, you know, Facebook. I mean, Uptown CHK. I mean, I'm on Twitter at Uptown Skate. I mean, mixtape dropping soon. I mean, Uptown's Finest.
Okay. I like that, Uptown Finest. All right. Well, that's what's up. Definitely appreciate you, you know, hanging in there and whatever. You got a song on me for next week, so make sure you send that in, all right?
No problem.
And if you call in again, if you got a song for free, but not for free, but you know what I mean. And then if you call in, you know, Monday too, then I'll play another one of your songs. So really just send two, okay?
All
right. All right. Air It Out Radio 6659.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Kaya?
Who's this?
It's the Die. This is like deja vu. This happened to us like 3 weeks ago. I was like,
yo,
the last
what
person.
Happened? Look, I'm waiting for you to like talk to me on Facebook because I was like, I was trying to find you and I couldn't find you.
I know, but you found me on Twitter though.
Did I? Wait
you
a minute.
Did.
You know what? A lot of people talk to me on Twitter though, so I ain't going to even front. Like, I get amnesia really quick. Not intentionally, not purposely, but hit me up on Twitter and just remind me of who you are so I know who I'm talking to. Because I'd be like, hey, girl, and I don't know who the heck you are. But, you know, it ain't no disrespect, though. I love you like a...
No, girl. I know.
But you know what I mean. So, I'm sorry you called so late. You don't got no music in. You promoting something real quick?
No, I do, but last time you played my song and it had, like, stopped. I don't know what happened. Yeah. And then you said I had a song on you next week, but that was like 3 weeks ago.
What was you under?
Under the Die. And you was like, is it DY? And I'm like, yeah. And then it started playing, and then it stopped.
What Die? Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, I don't think I ever corrected it because I think I needed you to send me another one in.
All right, I'll send you another one then.
Send me two in because I'm going to need to play another one for next week. So if you call in next week, you got another one on me, but I'll play one automatically. I'm writing it down now. So
okay. And really quick, shout out to Epic Promotions because I did email Tamika and I got a slot for the Arid Daughters. So
shout out
to her. Yes.
Okay.
So thank you.
That's
I'm excited.
That's what's up. I hope you go and I hope you tear it up and, you know, do your best. But definitely appreciate you coming through, y'all. I like to see the females come through. Like, I ain't going to front. I do favor the females a little bit. So, you know, you come through, you good with me. But I definitely appreciate you coming through. I'm going to let you go and come back next Monday if you can, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Air It Out Radio. It's at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, Air It Out Radio. I got, like, 22 seconds. Anyway, hit me up every Monday, 10 to 1. I love y'all to death. And all that good stuff. Make sure you send your stuff in to itsair.radio@gmail. Check out the website, all that good stuff. So this bitch about to cut me off. I love y'all to death. Make sure y'all check out the website again, air.radio.net. I'm out.